ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Junk, 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 bow.
How y'all doing out there today?
It's Happy Tuesday.
It's your boy Mateo here.
What happened to your voice?
It dropped.
Oh no!
I finally hit puberty. I thought it wasn't going to happen to the future, but it finally happened.
Oh man.
I know.
What if when that happened, your voice really changed so much so that people just don't recognize you anymore? Please, continue speaking, new Mateo.
Sure. I would like for y'all to know that my whole life has changed ever since my voice changed. I can now do voiceovers for all kinds of different things. As opposed to have a ridiculously high-pitched southern accent, now I got this smooth, creamy, deep, buttery southern accent.
I already heard your new voiceover work that you did for Moesha on UPN.
We're not supposed to talk about it coming back.
Okay.
And you just ruined
I'm
it.
Sorry.
How you gonna do that, man?
First of all, excited that UPN is coming back.
We all excited. We all real excited about it, and you're gonna come around and ruin it. And we so excited about Moesha. And now you ruin that too. I thought Mitch was the ruiner. It's you.
It's me.
It's you. You probably ruined Hunger Games for yourself.
Man,
this is so bad. Studio@mystaticradio.com. You can send all your hate mail. Yes. We read it all and usually read it on the air.
Do you remember UPN?
I remember UPN. Was that the one with the...
I
remember UPN.
The CW or the WB.
Okay,
or
it was UPN, but then there was the WB and the WB turned into the CW.
Okay.
Because when WB started, it was like the WWB and it had that little frog. You remember?
Yeah, oh yeah. And then what?
UPN was something different, though.
UPN turned into...
Hang on. We're looking this up. This is good early morning conversation.
Unless UPN's still around, then we're going to feel really bad.
Hang on. UPN. So you need to update the people about... Oh, UPN is... No, CW. Maybe UPN turned into CW.
Oh, my 50 is what it turned into here.
My
50 TV.
What is my 50?
Channel 50. UPN. That's right. There you go.
My 50.
What am I updating
this
the people
is what I, yeah. This is what I remember.
Yep, there
about
you
your dog situation. Number
hey.
One, the best name ever. I hope you were serious about that.
Oh,
were you serious about
Kitty
that?
Kitty Pride?
Yes.
Yeah.
They named the dog Kitty Pride, Doug.
The dog's name is Kitty Pride. It's a little cat thing, so I figured why not?
It is a little cat
thing. We just call her Kitty.
Okay, it's defunct. UPN is defunct now. It is defunct.
There you go.
I'm also going to search for the WB.
I'm going to name her My Kitty TV.
My Kitty TV. No. The WB is also defunct.
What?
But I believe
it turned into the CW.
Look, there's that dumb little frog.
Yep.
Courting the teen market, 1997 through 2000. These stories, man, it's awesome. Network closure. Where is it? Where is CW? Who cares? We're talking about TV stations.
Yeah.
This is the radio.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve O. Mateo with you. It is New Music Tuesday.
It is.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we will definitely get to that. Pretty excited.
Yeah, it's New Music Tuesday. We got a lot. We've actually, yesterday I told Steve-O, I said, Steve-O, I think New Music Tuesday is going to suck tomorrow. And he was like, why? And I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. What's a rave? And he was like, rave's where you go dance with your friends. And I was like, well, what's ecstasy? And he said, it makes me a better dancer. And I said, you don't need to take that stuff. But anyway, turns out we have some good music. We have some friends coming in today, Raven Hill.
Yeah, Raven Hill's joining us in studio this morning. Very, very excited about that.
By the way, everyone.
Yeah.
I want to talk. Can I complain about not getting to have a concert really quick?
Yeah.
Can you give me some complain music?
Complain music.
Complain
music.
Are
you music. Mad?
Yes.
You're frustrated.
Frustrated is the best
frustrated
word.
Frustrated music.
Frustrated.
Frustrated music.
Come on, find a good one. Find a good one. So here's what's frustrating about it. It's that Fever came through on Sunday. Raven Hill's coming through today.
Yeah.
Golden Youth came through last night.
Yeah.
My buddy Aaron texted me and said, hey, come say hello. So I went and said hello to him real quick for like an hour. We got to hang out for like an hour. We could have had Raven Hill followed by Fever. With Golden Youth closing at the Lobo Theater.
Oh, my gosh.
But no.
Thanks to everyone who has not been supporting.
We can't do that stuff.
We don't get to do cool things.
And the thing is, well, and it fell on a bad week because we have the Flyleaf free show is this week that The Edge is putting on.
Yeah.
And then Winter Jam. Here's the real reason I'm complaining. It's not really anyone's fault except Winter Jam. Yeah. Because when we first posed the idea to people, it got shut down very quickly because it was like, no, that's the week of Winter Jam.
Winter Jam's going to be huge.
It's huge. It's the biggest artist in the, like, you know, very like upfront Christian industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like $10.
$10 at the door.
$10 at the door. Yeah. You don't need a ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you going? Or I told the people that probably Mitch and I...
It depends on when Dave says we have to practice.
It's okay.
And so...
It's involved for 1 minute.
Yeah, it's so pretty involved. Like,
it's probably going to be Steve-O and Mitch.
You're getting the B team.
Yeah.
No, you're not the B
Mateo
team.
Mateo is...
One half of the B team.
He's prepping for his show.
But anyway, I just want to complain because that's what giant concerts like Winter Jam do. Because if Winter Jam's coming through with the biggest headliners and that kind of music...
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Hillsong United, I'm not going
to lie. I'm looking forward to seeing my disciple friends, if I even get to see them now.
I'm sorry.
But
band practice, everybody.
Yeah, I have to go to a band practice. But that's just the downside of that sort of thing, because we would have had to have charged between $5 and $10 for our ticket.
At least.
For three bands, Ravenhill, Fever, and Golden Youth.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if I was the consumer, I'd be like, why would I pay $8 to go see that show when I could pay $10 and go see, like, 30 bands?
Yeah.
So I get it. But see, jinx. Quicksand! So anyway, that's my complaint. It's not directed towards anybody except Winter Jam and the music industry in general.
There you go.
That's all.
We've assimilated to Skynet.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy.
Maybe, though.
Happy Tuesday.
Because maybe we'll be able to throw a cool show like that together at some point.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe we will.
What?
It's all dependent upon the future.
Who are you?
My name is John Connor.
If you're being Christian Bale, you have to talk with a slight lisp.
No, I'm younger, cooler John Connor.
Okay.
I'm in between Edward Furlong.
Have you noticed that Christian Bale has a lisp? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And he's got even that when he's thing. Batman.
And he's got that thing on his eye.
Yeah, even when he's Batman, he's like, no, you are the worst. If you go back and listen to it, it's but once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Batman, it's a little
no.
Lamer.
I'm like, you know, there was Edward Furlong who was like, "Hey, I'm John Connor," and then there was like Christian Bale's like, "I'm John Connor," and then there's like the middle guy who's like, "That's who I am."
That's
I'm like 20 somethings John Connor.
20 somethings John Connor.
We got to fight the resistance, guys.
I have forgotten to turn the on
robots.
The camera until right now.
What?
Yes. You know who would make the best Riddler in the world?
The guy who plays him on Gotham.
No.
Oh.
I just forgot his name.
I'm sorry.
Edward Norton.
Ooh.
He would be an awesome Riddler.
Gosh, he's just
I just thought of that.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll do it.
You know, I read a rumor that Amazing Spider-Man 3, they're considering cloning Gwen and bringing her back.
See, I read all of those and the Ben Reilly stuff.
I mean, terrible.
But everybody's saying that's like, you got to file that under super rumor.
If they do that, they are shooting themselves not only in the foot.
Well, that's because everybody was mad that they did what they did at the end of the second one. Has it been long enough? Are we allowed to say what happened?
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 2?
At the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2, spoiler alert.
An angel gets his wings.
That's right.
Clarence.
And the angel gets cloned in Spider-Man 3, supposedly.
We gotta go back.
I just want them to stop.
We gotta go back to 1983 and find...
That's when I was born.
Your parents.
That's when I was born.
We gotta stop the resistance. Wait, we are the resistance.
We are the resistance. Why would
we
stop
it? Stop the computers.
I'm a computer.
We gotta stop
the downloading. Stop it downloading, Doug.
It begins right here with one man.
One man.
Yes, guys. This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew.
Maybe two men.
How's it going, guys?
We might need another man. It's going good, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. I'm actually on the bus right now. It's Judy, the bus driver.
Right.
I'm listening to that CD, guys. The one you guys gave me, that Hill song.
Be careful.
You like it?
Oh, I love it, guys. That's clearly the best band out there. Right on next to Amberlin.
No.
Oh, hey, Amberlin's a good band, though. I mean,
Amberlin is the best.
Oh, man. Actually, that's the first band I heard when I started listening into this station about a year ago, guys.
Yeah.
That was one of the main bands I heard. I heard that band. I can't remember the rest I heard back then, but that was one. I can remember is Amberlin. Well, that was a good band, guys. But hey,
and
you
like,
know what?
And you like them?
Oh yeah, they're good. Right along next to Hillsong.
Right along next to them.
Matthew, what's going on today? Tell us about it.
Oh, nothing much, guys. Just staying in school. Hey, by the way, homecoming was a success, guys. I got those pictures are now available on my website.
Hey!
If you guys go to mattrt66.wix.com/Matt from ABQ,
Matt.
You guys will notice that the homepage has been shifted around a little bit.
All right, hang on. Say it again.
Okay.
Say the website.
Matt, M-A-T-T-R-T.
R-T.
66.
Dot.
Wix. S-W-I-X.
Okay.
Dot.
Got it.
E-O-M. Then forward slash
did
Matt from ABQ.
E-O-M? Uh-huh. Did you say E-O-M?
No, C-O-M.
C-O-M.
Dot com.
Mm-hmm.
Slash.
Forward slash Matt from ABQ.
So, homecoming was a success?
Oh, yeah, guys. Me and my cousin had an amazing time.
Did you slow dance with your cousin?
Hey, you know what, guys?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did. Of course, guys.
No!
Let me say this. She hasn't been to a dance, guys, so far yet. This is probably her first one this year, and she's a senior, too. So I'm thinking, what?
Well, yeah,
what
that's what I'm
that?
Thinking,
every
too,
senior,
right now. What?
Every senior goes to homecoming.
You got to.
Matthew, your page definitely looks better. It looks
Did you guys notice the new menu bar?
Is this Matthew G and Ashley K homecoming?
Yeah, go ahead and click that one on there, and then you guys are going to see a panorama.
I see it, buddy.
You guys think I'm pretty sharp there?
Look at you looking so sharp.
So sharp. Sharp dressed man.
Me in my suit, ready for the dance. .jpg.
Because everything on that website has to go into at least a JPEG format.
Yeah.
You upload it, so everything has a .jpg after the images because that makes it compatible for my website.
Matthew, you have a music player on your website.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guys. I have all that stuff in the website. Actually, Wix.com allows me to put all that stuff on there. Just it actually puts the titles. You guys can see the artist and band.
That's good, incredible,
man.
Buddy.
It's good. It's good.
And speaking of artists, I know you guys know your page is still up, right? I still have your Team Awesome Morning Party page.
Boom. Where?
Boom. It's on the website.
Oh, yeah, back here in the sub menu. There it is.
Sub menu. What? We made it, guys. We made it. You did. You did a good thing, Matthew.
Yep, guys. I tell you, there's a lot more stuff coming to the website. Even the homecoming coronation images are on that website, guys. I took some images during the ceremony.
Yeah.
All that stuff is on there. And I'm going to probably be putting a video on YouTube here pretty soon because during the ceremony we had entertainment.
This is bad.
And they did Deo by Beetlejuice, I guess.
Beetlejuice, yes.
Yeah, they played that and some girl was singing that for entertainment during the entertainment part of the assembly. It was pretty good. So that will probably be going up on my YouTube channel pretty soon. I'll put a link on the website for you all out there wanting to check out the video.
Booyah.
You're the best, Matthew. You know that?
Yes. Yeah, and then, hey, you know what they say?
Nope.
You listen to the best station and you get the best, including Steve-O Mateo.
Hey!
That's what they say.
Mitch, let's not forget Mitch.
Well, let's not forget her.
Is she coming in today?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Matthew, listen, we got a song coming up for you. It's by 30 Seconds to Mars, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll call you guys tomorrow. Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
Matthew from Albuquerque is my jam.
Dude.
Today's hottest website is Matthew from Albuquerque. It's got everything.
It's got all that you could ever want. It's got
sub-minions.
It's got
weather.
Songs.
Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Shh.
Believe by Cher.
I love it. This is my new fave.
When I saw Fantasy,
that was amazing.
I couldn't breathe.
That's on the homecoming.
I'm sorry,
page.
Everyone. I lost control. I'm back.
It was
good. Back for more.
It was good. This one going out to our boy Matthew from Albuquerque, who just went to homecoming.
Every day.
It was a success.
It was a success.
You got to live your life one day at a time.
It's do or die.
It's do or die. Team Awesome Party, party!
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn
on the news?
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hola.
Sup?
Hang on, let me try that again. Hola. Sweet tea.
Strong.
Sweet tea.
I love sweet tea, man.
I know, yeah. Sweet beans?
No, sweet tea.
Sweet beans? Coke. Diet Coke.
I think I'm on drugs. Can I be honest? I think I'm on drugs.
Did you take, like, NyQuil last night?
I don't know.
3 o'clock in the morning?
I went out to get the mail yesterday, and some dude walked up and handed me this little packet full of pills. And he said, hey, would you like these for free? And I said, are they magic beans? And he said, yes, they are. And so I ate them. Apparently, gosh, that's not how Jack and the Beanstalk went either. That he didn't eat them.
Did you see Jack and the Giant Slayer?
Nope.
That was not a bad movie.
You watched it?
Yeah, I took Jack and Luke, like, at the movie theater.
Did they like it?
They really did.
Okay, check it out. November 4, 2014. Today is awesome. It's Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday. It's going to be a great day. If you are going to work or going to school or leaving work, I guess, for our overnighter friends.
Or just, you know, kicking it.
Or just hanging out at home because you wake up this early to listen to the radio?
Yeah, maybe you just realize that Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is out and you were like, I need to go buy that for Steve-O for PS4.
Yeah, maybe that's what you thought about this morning. Today's going to be an awesome day. We're going to make it good.
Yes, we are.
The number for the day is 100. I got sniffles. Gallons of water used each day by the average person. What?
Dude,
100 gallons of water?
I took a long shower today. It was one of those days where you turn the water on and it's just like,
yeah,
and it's warm and you're like, it's cold outside.
It's so cold in the ABQ.
I'm going to stay under this warm water for
it's
like
so
a solid,
cold
solid 20, yo.
Taylor Swift has pulled all of her music from Spotify. This is
what?
The biggest piece of news. Doug told me this yesterday. It's true. She removed all of her music from Spotify.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. She broke up with him. Authorities in France are investigating the mysterious appearance of drones flying around the country's nuclear power plants.
Ooh.
I am the most informed person you will ever encounter today. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. I started following BBC on Twitter.
Yeah.
They literally put up a news item every minute.
Ugh.
Literally being a figurative word, but it's crazy how much news. And so, in related to this news that I learned just from looking at my Twitter feed,
right,
there are 2 UFO reports filed every day in the country of France.
What?
2. Every single day.
Mm-mm. Between those and the trolls.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see Troll Hunter?
Yes. Wait, didn't we watch that?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
Doug, have you seen Troll Hunter? It's on Netflix.
It's
no.
So...
What do you mean, don't? You've got to watch it, Doug.
It's so bad.
That
it's
troll like, hates Christians.
It does. It
That's
does.
A major
That's
plot
it.
Point.
They use like worship music to draw out this
If it's
troll.
Any indication of how intensely great this movie is, that is a major plot point.
That's a major plot point. And then my favorite, it's because they can sniff them out. They can sniff out Christians. And they eat them.
They eat
and,
them.
I'm
and
not,
they eat them.
I wish I was being funny. Also... It's really obnoxious because it's like this weird horror movie, but it's Swedish, and so
Swedish.
It's all in subtitles, but they all sound like the Swedish chef, so it's really hard to
They're
take
all
it
going,
seriously. Oh, yeah. And they're running around like that with their hands waving around, and you're like, "What? This is serious, right? It's supposed to be serious."
Do you remember the chef's cereal?
No,
I used to eat that cereal all of the time.
I didn't know Chef had a cereal.
He had a cereal.
Wow.
It was great. A group of American pastors are daring the IRS to come after them for violating their tax-exempt status by campaigning for political candidates from the pulpit.
Jeez.
Daring. How do you feel?
Yeah.
How do you feel? A woman on a paleo diet decided to save enough money. Or to save money, by eating dog food, she improved her blood sugar level and increased her energy. If this starts going around that stupid gym I go to, and people start eating dog food,
nope.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I am out.
Good.
I'll eat the dog food.
You
what am I saying? I'll do it. I will eat the dog food. I will continue to go to the gym, and I'll eat the dog
food. Here's what you'll do.
What?
They'll go, hey, dog food. And you'll go, that's disgusting. Yeah, but have you tried it in
have
a shake?
Have you tried the cat food?
I'll try it in a shake.
I'll try and shake. I'll eat anything.
Just don't tell
shake.
Me. Just don't tell me what
is this?
In.
Those pills that guy gave me. Is that what this is? Tightrope walker Nick Walenda survived his walk over downtown Chicago. We saw pictures from that yesterday. Steve-O threw up in the floor.
Dude, it was bad.
Yeah.
I'm not good with heights, and that was really high.
Oh my goodness. I wish you could do that. I wish you could tightrope walk.
Oh, gosh.
The Washington Post reports that the new core curriculum's math section has moms and dads willingly going back to school so that they can help their kids with their homework. No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
I will
happening.
Never yeah. go back to school.
No, it's happening.
And do math again.
It's
ever. No. 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 Yeah. There is an app that I bought, and it's a math genius app. You can hover the app over a mathematical equation.
Oh, that's right.
Photomath. You can hover it over there. Oh, my gosh. Handwritten expressions are not currently supported. So what you do is you go get the test. This is what you do. You go for your kids and you say, hey, teacher, can I get the kids' test so I can help them study? And then they're like, yeah, you're such a good parent. I know. It's every day for me. But then you take the test home. And then you say, son or daughter or kids, come here. I'm going to show you. This is called an app. This app,
I'm willing to bet phones are like banned from schools at this point.
No, they're not. When we went to Volcano Vista, every one of those kids had their phone.
Very true.
Every one of them. Because I even said, they let you guys have your phones? And they looked at me and said, yeah.
Gosh.
And I was like,
it's a whole new world.
Can I hang out with you guys? No? I'll go.
Back in my day, we weren't allowed to have our pagers because they were worried they were going to send us all the answers to the tests through the pager.
How would you send an answer through the pager?
Dude, A.
Oh.
B.
Multiple choice.
A.
Got it, yeah.
C. Niner.
Is there a niner in there? According to a new study, if a man sleeps with 20 or more women, his risk of prostate cancer is cut.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Some of you out there, that's all you needed, isn't it? You better not.
Thanks, Dr. Don Juan.
20 or more women. 20 or more.
Yeah, that's insane.
There was another big brawl in NASCAR. What happened?
I don't know. I saw photos.
This literally says, there was another big brawl in NASCAR, and that's it.
I saw a picture of Jeff Gordon on the interwebs, and it was like, NASCAR fight! There was a fight in NASCAR!
Fight in NASCAR! Two cars collided!
Now, was it between the drivers or did the cars actually fight each other?
The cars. It was like, dang, dude! And then Mater got out there. And
the
was
car
like,
started. The car hit it, and then the car said, hey, get out. Get out.
Get out.
Get out right now. I don't want you to get hurt. But I'm doing this. It's time. The time has come. I'm sick of that guy. The struggling Red Lobster restaurant chain is dropping several non-seafood menu items in an attempt to return to doing what it does best. Let me tell you, Red Lobster.
Giving you seafood poisoning.
Giving you diabetes. If you want to succeed, Red Lobster, all you have to do, those cheesy rolls, that's all you need, man. Cheesy rolls. Those are so good.
I'm just weird. I'm not
those
gonna lie.
Are so good.
I'm weird about seafood most places.
That's not a seafood.
I know, but...
Hey, do you like seafood?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
I have a coffee tongue.
You have a coffee tongue.
It's ridiculous. This year, Kmart is sticking with its dubious tradition and opening on Thanksgiving Day. Like last year, they're opening at 6 a.m.
Gosh.
On Thanksgiving Day. And will keep the doors open for 42 consecutive hours until midnight on Saturday. According to a press release, Kmart has opened its doors on Thanksgiving morning to Black Friday early birds for the last 22 years. Is that true? That is not true.
Are you going with me this year?
I
was talking to Chrissy, and she was like, man, I'm so excited just to watch football and hang out on the couch. And we'll have Jamie and Chrissy and Matt and Dawn. Thanksgiving's going to be awesome. And I said, oh, Matt and I are going to be camping out at Best Buy.
I'll do it. I'll do that.
I've only done it once ever in my life, and it was the worst experience, but I was alone, guys. I was alone.
Doug.
Will you? Come on.
Yeah, okay. Doug,
it was
baby.
Like, if I got my boys with me.
I got my boys, man. We'll take some...
Granddaddy's
cough medicine to keep us warm.
Yeah.
We'll take guns.
Wait, my
in case anybody tries to take the tent.
My tent's broken. I don't have a tent.
Oh, yeah. Your tent is broken.
My tent is broken.
Who did that? Kermit the Frog. You'll hear her on middays today. That's who did it. No, she broke your tent.
She's ill.
She is ill. Guys, Mitch is sick. She is under the weather.
Pray for our girl.
The weather is above her and defeating her.
The weather outside is frightful, man.
The fire is so delightful.
Since there's no place to go.
Let us know. Gosh, shut up.
Okay.
I will be stuck on this.
Okay,
did you see this?
Good night.
Tom Magliozzi of Car Talk died at age 77 yesterday. The laughing brother of Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, better known as Car Talk on NPR, has died at age 77. Tom Magliozzi passed away Monday from complications from Alzheimer's disease, one of the reasons the two brothers had retired from the NPR show in 2012. They did that show for almost 30 years.
Dang.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to NPR?
I used to work for NPR.
What? Is that the Klonic?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like NPR. Also, I'm a lame nerd.
No, so. I you know what? It was very interesting. It was a totally different animal than this, that's for sure.
Bill Gates announced that he will donate over $500 million to fight malaria and other infectious diseases in the developing world. Gates described the Ebola epidemic that has killed more than 4,900 people in West Africa since the beginning of the year as a critical moment in the history of global health, and said it underscores the need for stronger efforts to stay ahead of disease threats such as drug-resistant malaria and dengue fever. What is dengue fever?
It's that where those things like when the time where Luol Deng, the NBA player, sneezes on you.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you're like, dang.
I'll tell you what you don't want, y'all. You don't want to get that dang dude fever, man. Dang dude. That'll kill you.
Does Luol Deng still play?
I want dang dude fever to be a thing. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Bill Anderson had bariatric surgery in May 2008 to help him gain control of his weight. He eventually got down to about 250 pounds from 459 pounds and has since run two full marathons and more than a dozen half marathons. Krista Denayer had the same procedure done in March 2009 and whittled 180 pounds from her frame.
Wow.
They both started attending a support group at a Michigan hospital, which led to the biggest loss of all, their single status.
Hey-o!
After marrying each other on Saturday, Anderson proposed to Danaher at the New York City Marathon last year, and it was only natural for them to get married in the same room where they used to congregate at the hospital.
Mm.
The yoga instructor.
They used to what at the hospital?
Congregate.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I said?
Nothing.
Oh. The yoga instructor who helps them work out officiated. You can, if you're a yoga instructor, you can marry people?
I guess so.
Well, what am I doing?
It's 2014, man. 2014.
I don't know, but it sounds like a stretch to me.
Okay. I'm proud of you, man. Was so good.
I have gotten particularly lame since taking this job. It's pretty ridiculous. Okay. What time is it? I've got a couple more minutes. A Florida man named William Lewis broke the record last week for the most expensive Starbucks beverage with a grande latte that cost $83.75.
And it tasted terrible.
It contained 99 extra shots of espresso and 17 pumps of vanilla syrup, mocha, and matcha powder. When reached for comment, Lewis was dead. He's not. Lewis, a political consultant and talk show host, brought his own gigantic mug to sip his custom order.
Gosh.
By rough calculations, his cup of joe contained about 6,464 milligrams of caffeine.
That's insane.
That's stupid.
Dude.
He spent $83 on a coffee drink.
Yeah.
That makes me want to start smoking. Straight up. That stresses me out. I want to start smoking. Straight up.
That's it, guys.
That's it.
I'm taking up a terrible habit.
Doug, we're going outside.
Oh, man. It's
These
so
decisions
cold.
Are making me want to do terrible things. Someone on the crazy social website 4chan claimed the Ebola virus disease was running rampant in Doritos factory workers.
What?
Then the rumor grew to say that the virus had spread to bags of Doritos chips that are now on retail shelves.
Great.
Frito-Lay, the maker of the popular cheese chips, has slammed the insensitive pranksters and denied any of its products were tainted with Ebola.
That's
the hoax was spread in part by Twitter, or on Twitter, by users who used the hashtag Ebola and Doritos.
The funny thing is I never eat stuff like that, but I went on a road trip this last week, and I had like 7 bags of Cool Ranch
That's
Doritos.
That's disgusting.
That's what you get when you go on road trips.
I hate Doritos.
What?
Yep, straight up.
I actually don't eat them at all, ever. I would come to their defense, though, because then on road trips, it's always like the first thing I see, and I go, yep, bag
Not
of
me,
Cool
man.
Ranch.
Road trips, I get a pack of Sweet Tarts. Oh. Sometimes I'll get Cheez-Its. Ooh, Cheez-Its. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm See, sorry. I got Skittles. Always got to get Skittles. Beef jerky.
If I eat too much chocolate, my teeth start hurting.
Right. That's why you get one bag of like actual candy. No chocolate. So you get that one bag.
No
chocolate. Because Chrissy got a dark chocolate bar, and we went, hi, we're in Phoenix. And then we came back to the car.
Melted.
And it was like, now we're cleaning up mess.
Yeah.
Because there was just chocolate all over the rental
That's
car.
Really?
Yeah. No. We cleaned it. Ugh. We cleaned it.
The prank was even seen as authentic by some readers when photos of people with rashes cropped up who had recently consumed a bag of Doritos chips.
Mm.
Other layers of the prank involved fake screen grabs from credible news agencies that were carrying the breaking news coverage. Guys, be careful on social media. Most of it is not true.
Yep.
Most of it. What? What? Uh-oh. A man who spotted weirdly gray rocks while hiking in New Mexico had seen more than he knew. A turtle fossil dating back to the dinosaurs. Jeff Dornbush? Why do people have these stupid last names?
Hey, man, what if he's listening?
Jeff, what happened? Go back in history and figure out what happened.
So he found a 6,000-year-old rock?
A museum volunteer noticed the rock pile more than 10 years ago, couldn't relocate it until 2012. Once two experts confirmed the discovery, a turtle of the genus Attacus from the Cretaceous period, 146 to 65 million years ago.
Oh, I was off by a few years.
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
It depends.
It depends on.
A team began the delicate process of removing it. Soon they were finding a piece of spine amid the shell fossil. They then applied plaster to the 2.5 diameter chunk of dirt, began transporting it to the New Mexico Museum of Natural History
Yay!
For display. That's awesome.
Have you been there yet?
No.
To the Oh, okay.
No one loves me.
Natural History Museum.
I would love to go.
Christy's friend Seaboy totally works there.
Seaboy?
Yeah.
I don't trust the museum anymore. Is he the curator?
He's a good dude.
I would love to go to the Natural History Museum of New Mexico. Can I speak with your curator? What's his name? Seaboy.
I think his real name's Chris.
So I'm sorry, I think I got dominoes. Seaboy. I'm looking for the Natural History Museum. Can you transfer me? Nah, man, you good.
I hope he's listening somehow.
I hope he is, too. That's funny. Okay, and finally, a man robbed 4 Alabama Subway restaurants in 4 days because he was upset with the fast food chain. Not upset with the service or its portion sizes. Upset because the Jarrett diet didn't work for him.
Okay.
18-year-old Zachary Torrance says he robbed Subway because he was trying to get his money back.
That's not funny.
Nope. Not funny.
Not
I'm
funny.
Not going to make a $5 footlong joke. Go to traffic.
All right.
I-25 in Paseo is, of course, under construction. Hopefully you know about it. If you don't, then you're crazy. I-25 Frontage Road North is closed due to construction. Yep. Also, we have road construction. The roadway reduced to 2 lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic right now. Because it's time for us to move on to grander things, better things, happier things. Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Dougie!
Hello.
I'm glad the board worked today.
Me too.
That makes everything better.
Because if not, I was going to throw my water bottle on it.
Yeah!
No!
Yeah,
and
Doug!
Burn this place down.
Yeah, he said he was going to burn this place down! Steve-O, he said.
Yeah.
With water. Yeah. With a water bottle.
Well, I mean, it was electrical fire.
Oh. Well, she said it was an electrical fire.
Oh, it was. Sparks were flying out of the socket. It was like 4th of July.
Why are your pants off?
Why are your pants off?
Because I had to take them off to run faster.
Okay.
Doug knows that movie better than anybody.
Doug is the best. We're quoting a movie. Steve-O's pants are off, but we're quoting a movie. Go ahead, Doug.
Today, November 4, 2014, day 308. There are 57 days remaining in the year. First up this morning.
Guys, we got 7 Mondays till Christmas. I hope y'all ready for that.
Gosh.
Now it's like 6.
Frasier.
Nope.
Wait.
Niles. Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
She played Raymond's mother She was also in Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, that lady.
Nope.
I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Doris Roberts.
Doris Roberts.
Okay.
She is 74.
78.
She is 84.
Well.
Next up. She appeared on as guest stars on several television shows before she gained recognition for her supporting role in the NBC sitcom Suddenly Susan. She then went on to have her own reality TV show, Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List.
Kathy Griffin!
Yeah!
Got it.
Nice.
Nailed it. How old do you think she is? 44.
46.
She is 54. Dang. Years old.
Why you gotta be so rude?
Gosh.
All right.
Golf!
Bob Costas!
Oh. No. He is a football player for the Atlanta Falcons. He was drafted in the second round of the 2006 NFL draft by the Chicago Bears. He holds the NFL record for most all-time return touchdowns.
Oh, Devin Hester.
Yes.
What?
Sorry.
From the Miami Hurricanes to the U.
From the Hurricanes!
The U.
Devin Hester.
Devin Hester. He is, what do you think? 36?
No. 2007 he was drafted.
Oh.
8, 9, 10. So if he was 22. I'm going to say 29.
I'm going to say 30.
32 years old.
Oh, my bad.
So Next up, an American football player. He plays wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
Dez Bryant.
Yes. Right out of Oklahoma State.
Dez Bryant is 32 as well.
No. He's 27.
He was drafted in 2010. He is 26 years old
26.
Today.
Oh. Look at that. Dang, dude.
Right there.
All these people are so much younger than me and have accomplished so many more things.
They just play a sport really good.
I play sports?
Yeah.
You're right, I don't. Is it Obama's birthday?
Nope, former first lady.
Oh, Hillary.
Laura Bush.
Laura Bush.
Yeah!
Laura
Bush!
Hey. Man, she's...
How old is she? Guess. Do you have a crush on Laura Bush?
She's timeless in my heart.
She's timeless?
I love Laura
timeless?
Bush. She's a sweet lady.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No. What do you think?
Laura Bush is 62.
Laura Bush is, 66.
Today she is 68 years old.
Ugh. Snap, yo.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Hey, man. Ooh, you got that dang dude fever?
Ralph Macchio.
Yes.
Yay! Yes,
is
this Karate
it is.
Kid?
Yeah!
Karate First Kid.
Around! No one's ever gonna keep you down. It was either that or Elizabeth Shue.
Oh! Mm-hmm. I love you, Elizabeth Shue! I'm sorry!
Who else was it gonna be?
Jay
Mr.
Long.
Miyagi's gone.
Around!
Ralph Macchio, Pony Boy.
Somewhere right now, there's a karate tournament taking place.
I was in Taekwondo when I was a little kid.
Luke's in Taekwondo.
I think because of this. Yeah.
Guys, I took karate when I was in fifth grade. It was Power Rangers motivated. It lasted for about 6 months, and then it stopped.
Karate Kid, I just saw the Where Are They Now, because it's been 25 years, I believe, since Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Or is it 30?
30. How old are you, Ralph Macchio?
I'm going to say it was 30. So, if he was 18, nah, he looked young, but maybe he was older. So, let's say he was 20. Nah, that's old, right, for Karate Kid? Let's see.
Dude, that kid was probably like 18.
That's what I just said.
16? Was he?
And it was 30 years ago? I'm gonna say the big 5-0 this year.
I'm gonna say 48.
He is 53 years old.
Whoa, he was older.
He was in his 20s.
Hey, man.
How was that? P. Diddy.
Yes.
Boom.
a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy.
Sean Puffy Combs.
Yeah, my name is Sean Puffy Combs. This is a song I wrote. I'd like to be your friend.
I saw him when he was Biggie's sidekick at Tingley Coliseum.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you see Mace?
It was for Red. No, it was like, I'm talking pre.
I wish Mace was
there.
He
was still
there.
Just like,
I don't
who's that
know
guy?
About it. I don't want to know about it unless
Mace
was there. And then
Biggie died, and then they were like, oh, this is that guy.
Can't stop till they see my
like,
name on a blimp.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Sorry, my best friend's gone. Let's exploit it.
Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. It's like, yeah, a blimp. Good choice. With the blimp.
Blimps were big in 90s rap because Ice Cube also.
Yeah.
He wanted to be on a blimp. On what's the blimp? Deal with the blimp? Yeah. Is everybody like, yeah, man, put my name on that blimp up there. That's a good idea. That's how everybody will know that I'm a hard G. Yeah.
The blimp
with my
game,
name on the blimp.
The blimp game went strong in the 90s.
It yeah, did.
That blimp game.
Did.
And then
rap
it
game,
popped.
Blimps.
Totally deflated. Yep. Just like this conversation.
It was how really full of hot air.
Oh, gosh. Gosh! Are blimps full of hot air?
Doug, we are ruining you. You're so funny.
That's right.
Don't be like us.
P. Diddy is 46.
He is 51.
Today, he is 45 years old.
Oh, dang.
And the final birthday
man,
this morning.
I haven't gotten a birthday in so long.
Did I get one today?
You got one yesterday. I think you got two yesterday. I don't know, Doug.
He got his first
Kevin
breakout
Costner.
Role was in Dazed and Confused.
Oh.
Johnny Depp?
Nope.
No, Dazed and Confused was... Wait.
That was
wait.
Johnny Depp, wasn't it?
No, Dazed and Confused?
Oh, was that Matthew
he
McConaughey?
He was later in Amistad, A Time to Kill.
Yes.
It was. Ed TV.
You got it.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. He was on Monday Night Football last night. I should have known this. They were talking about this. He was on Monday Night Football last night. He picked the New York Football Giants. Did they
what's
win?
What you mean to me,
no.
Dylan? Hey. What's this little bugger over here in my hand? It's like a small tennis ball. Blinking. Sometimes you gotta go way back. Like when you win an Academy Award and then you do a car commercial.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
I felt so bad from last night because Ray Lewis kept doing that to him.
Let me tell you about my hero.
He's going to be on Scott Van Pelt's show today.
My third
really?
Hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Myself. Do you remember that speech? He gave that speech and he was like, here's my heroes. My dad, my family, and myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to catch up to what I think I should be. Which made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But it just sounded like the most asinine thing to say.
Oh, man, I love Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Okay. We should all just walk around shirtless the rest of the day.
I'll do it.
And play the bongos.
All right, it's all too right, cold all right. for that.
That's where that came from, was Dazed and Confused, his breakout. You know who
there's
else
also
was? Ben Affleck was in that?
There's another line about high school
girls.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Zow! Zow! Meow!
Unfortunately, he will not be in Magic Mike 2.
48.
Dang, Doug. I'm sorry,
gosh,
buddy. Are you okay?
I'm all right.
Matthew McConaughey is 46 years old.
He is 45 years old today.
Gosh. Interstellar comes out soon, and I cannot wait.
We're going this weekend, Shannon and I.
Dog! It's this weekend?
Yep.
I can't this
crap.
Weekend, guys.
What is
things.
This weekend? This We have
we
a thing.
Stuff. Well, we got school ministry.
Super stoked.
All right. A couple of dates.
Oh, man.
Why do you guys put up with me?
Hey, on this day in what year, singer Bob Dylan earned $20 for his first concert at Carnegie Hall.
Amen.
Wow.
Only 50 people showed up, and tickets were $2.
Dang.
I love this song.
First concert, 1961.
1959.
1961
is correct.
Hey, good job!
Frank.
On this day in what year? A glorious day. The first Major League Baseball free agent draft occurred. Reggie Jackson signed a 5-year, $2.9 million deal with the New York Yankees. Mr. October.
Start spreading
71.
The news.
72? 1976.
Ah! Sorry.
That's a bicentennial, man. This fair country was 200 years old.
On this day, what year the Iran hostage crisis began when Iranian people, mostly students, invade the United States Embassy in Tehran, took 90 hostages, including 53 Americans.
Ooh. Wait. Say that again. I got caught up in that.
The Iran hostage crisis began when Iranian people, mostly students, invade the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and took 90 hostages.
This is what Argo was about, right? Is that what this was?
Never saw Argo, so I'm out.
Maybe not.
I think so.
Is it? Was it like 1977?
1979.
1979 is correct.
Yeah. That's what you need to watch Argo.
I've never seen it, guys.
I think that's what that was about.
Well,
it's pretty cool.
That had a lot to do with the next thing.
Yeah, right.
On this day in what year, Ronald Reagan won the White House, defeating President Jimmy Carter by a wide margin. Steve-O?
1980
is correct.
Hey, you are killing it.
You
today.
Do not question my Ronald Reagan expertise.
No, it's good that you live in the past.
Well, he's the best president we've had in a long time.
I know. Let's live there in the 80s. It's the same.
The number one song today?
Samesies, guys.
Oh, yes!
Oh, man, my battery's running out.
Oh.
Speaking of, today's Tuesday.
Just stall.
Okay.
You see me.
People need to get out and vote, yo. I early voted.
Good job.
I wore my I early voted sticker. I did not Instagram the photo, though. I didn't want to be that person.
Guys,
oh,
this
then
is...
how do we know you really voted?
Yeah.
Steve-O?
Oh, come on, guys.
Did you vote in 1980?
Don't you know those are the rules now?
Guys, I couldn't vote. I was 2 years old.
Rabbit eyes are watching you.
That doesn't stop the Democrats, Steve-O.
It's your every move, baby. Rabbit eyes
clap
are watching you.
Clap, clap.
Private eyes are watching you,
watching you. Okay, 1981.
Today is Use Your Common Sense Day. It's Election Day,
yeah.
And it's National Candy Day.
Interesting that it's Common Sense Day and Election Day.
Go vote, dude, or shut up when you don't like who wins.
That's right.
I'm serious. It's so important. I've heard so many people are just like, I'm not going to vote because I don't like either. Dig in.
Watching you.
Know where they stand on both.
You can do it.
Both sides of the aisle go,
you
hey.
You can think about it.
Where do they stand on this? I side this way. Oh, I guess I'll vote for this person. Who knew? I did.
He did.
I did.
He knew, and he voted.
Or just run into a poll place and just take your shirt off and start screaming anarchy.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Doug, that sounds awesome.
I'm thinking that's a bad idea because most of the people that were hanging out in the place that I was for early voting were elderly variety, and they'd probably like, and then you'd be responsible for, like, old people death.
Mm.
Just vote.
Just vote.
It's so much easier than old people death.
It is.
We gotta take a quick break. Coming back, it is New Music Tuesday. We're excited for ya.
They see your every move.
Your opportunity,
baby,
to judge others based upon their talents.
I'm watching you, private.
And it's 3 minutes away.
I'm watching you, watching you.
Oh, man. It's Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
It's a time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yes!
Yes!
Welcome to New Music Tuesday and the Episode 7 Rap Party. We're very excited.
Yeah.
Episode 7 wrapped this last week, guys. For those of you that think I'm talking about a random white dude in a hip-hop battle, I'm talking about the new Star Wars film. It finished. They had a rap party with
a party.
All of the cast.
They had a party.
Everybody looked painfully awkward.
P-A-R-T-Y! Because I gotta!
Wow.
The mask.
Yeah, I saw it once. Really? I saw it once, like in high school or junior high, whenever it came out. I don't even remember. And then I was like, cool, man. Nope.
Did you watch the Saturday Night Live with Jim Carrey? Did you finish it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's some funny stuff in there. I love you, Jim Carrey. Can you hear me?
He can't.
Can you hear me?
He can't hear you.
Yes, he can.
It is New Music Tuesday. We do this week in, week out.
Oh, no. What did I do? What did I do?
Okay, boom. So I was going to do that, and you hit that at the same time.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means you accidentally deleted with that one. Okay. So
I deleted
weekend
one?
Music.
Well,
that one. We get music week in, week out from local artists, from record labels, from just random people throughout the world. And it's your opportunity to vote on all the new music. We get so much music, we listen to it, and then it all kind of blends together and we go, I can't tell if this is good anymore.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
It's the worst.
So we need some help. And that's where you come in. You can vote on all the new music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. This one, a local submission.
Sort of.
From the Albuquerque area.
Yes, he's our local boy.
Yeah.
His name's Ben Lowry.
Yes.
He's great.
He is. We've already played one song from his new record.
We've been playing Pressure for a while.
Under Pressure. Love it.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to play Your Love Is Relentless.
There you go.
It's going to be awesome.
There you go. Without further ado, tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's brand new Ben Lowry. Song is called Relentless.
Oh.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Ben Lowry, Relentless. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Local Albuquerque boy.
See what our friends have to say. Leonard says, I like it. It's too slow to be the first song, but he likes it. Thebe says, when I want to listen to Air One, I just changed it. Wait, I never want to listen to Air One.
Good on you, Thebes. Good on you.
Bill Peterson says he sounds like Chris Rice to me.
Ooh.
And I was going to say he kind of reminds me of Dan Hasseltine.
Yeah.
Which I like. I think. And here's the deal about Ben, guys. Ben is an incredible musician.
Yeah, he does worship here at Calvary Albuquerque, usually helping down at Calvary Knob Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You said he was rocking bass this last Wednesday.
He did really good.
Yeah.
He's great. I asked him if he was going to give me some lessons. And he said, maybe if you'll give me some. And I said, shut up, Ben. Idiot. Called him an idiot. I don't know if I said anything after that. He's probably mad at
me. He's probably still mad.
You idiot.
He's like, man, that Mateo is relentless.
Oh, gosh. Too much pressure. Chloe says, not bad, but sounds a lot like other stuff you already play. I'll give it a chance. Dig. Jeff says, K-Love. Maria says, dig. I like it a lot.
All right.
Thank you guys for your opinion.
Yes, tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Where do you want to go next?
That's fine.
Okay. I've never heard of this band.
I haven't either.
All right.
This was sent to us via Nashville.
Nashville!
Kind of. Well, we'll talk about it when we're done.
All right. Song is called You're Not Alone. You are not alone. I am here with you. Go you far away. OMJ. And this song's not going to be that.
Yeah, okay. Now we've ruined it.
Yep, sorry. Prepare the way. You're not alone. Or are you? Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Suffocating, ever waiting.
Prepare the way. You're not alone. In case you didn't know, that song was called You're Not Alone.
Or are you?
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. You just found out these boys are from like your side of the world.
I totally looked them up on Facebook. And they're from Waynesboro, Mississippi. That's crazy.
That
it's a tiny little town.
Is it close to where you?
I don't know. It's Mississippi. Every town is close to where I'm from. Good grief. Mississippi's the only state where it's like if you say, I'm from Mississippi, and then somebody says, oh, do you know so-and-so? There's like a 70% chance that you'll go, yes, I actually do know them. I know their brother, or I know their cousin.
Oh, man.
It's funny.
Incredible.
I like that, though.
Digging
Sense
a Barry,
of family.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Thebe says, influences, Red, Nine Lashes, Cutlass, Seventh Day Slumber. I can hear the influences, but his voice is much better than all the others listed, so I guess this is okay.
Okay.
I think he's got a good voice,
Yeah,
too.
He does.
The production quality on that song is not the best.
Right.
It sounds like an indie band.
Yeah.
It sounds like
trying
if they got
something.
With like a producer guy, it would be like, Bill says, wouldn't turn it off, wouldn't add it to my playlist. Chloe says, dig. Jeff says, wow. Leonard says, dig. Definitely has that static feel. Hmm. Probably that indie vibe.
Maybe.
Jeanette says, dig. Stefan says, tell Nashville they can keep it. Bury it. Casey says, dig. Why does Stefan like this song so much?
I don't know. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also give us a call. 338-3700.
Call.
Static.
Good morning, I love you both.
Yeah! What's
hey, man,
up?
That was all right. I liked the tunage. That was okay. Magusta.
Hey, you goosted, huh?
You're a Magusta.
I goosta that song, and I goosta both of you.
I goosta you, buddy.
I goosta you.
Can I tell you all, I appreciate all the puns that happened before 7 a.m. with you guys?
Yes.
I'm glad you do.
You know my
every
nickname.
Every single freaking one. So good.
My nickname is The Punisher.
It is.
You punish me so hard. Oh, man. I got the giggles. It's so bad.
This is the best conversation.
Ever.
Ever.
It's the best.
It's in a great way.
There you go,
man. In a great way. I can't handle it. I want to tell you both that I love y'all.
Love you too, Wooly.
That's what you said when you got in the conversation. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye, buddy.
I love it, man. Keep that going. It's true. Let's be honest. When you're trying to get off the phone, you're like, okay, I love you. No, I said I love you.
I love you. That means I get off the phone.
Get off the phone.
Means I want to
hang up. Hang up.
Because now I don't want to say it again.
Hang up.
Yeah.
Hang up. Dig it or bear it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You want to hit up this Arja?
Yes.
All right. New stuff from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. The song is California. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static! Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
We don't listen to Red Jumpsuit Apparatus for lyrical genius. That's not why we listen to
Ronnie's
them.
Ronnie's such a nice guy.
I know. That's
He's
why we listen
the nicest
to them.
Dudes.
That's why. Steve-O.
Song is California.
California.
Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystatic.
Let's try to figure out how many words rhyme with California.
Lawyer.
Hire a real good lawyer. Right? Mm-hmm. Bill said 1995.
I'm down with 1995. That was
Leonard
a good year.
Said, is that the year you turned 60? Oh, Leonard! You
good
are
job,
on
buddy.
It, my friend. Daniel says, scream static radio. I could dig it. Any new stuff from Lecrae or maybe some hip-hop? No. Chloe says, pretty typical for RJ8. I really like the chorus. Dig. Stefan says, well, another song about California. It's not bad, though. Dig.
It's because California knows how to party.
That's right.
California knows how to party.
Everybody, see, that's called an earworm when you do that.
California,
dude,
here we go.
That was on my Spotify playlist on the way to Phoenix.
Yeah.
It just bumped on.
And you
I
almost
was like,
just kept
Thank
driving,
you.
Didn't you?
Oh, man. I actually said that very thing. We were rocking the going. Third Eye Blind Pandora mix, and it was the best.
Mm-hmm. Brian says, I used to like these guys, but I think their time is done. Barry. Ken says, dig, love it when you guys play Red Jumpsuit. Leonard says, dig, I want to go to California. Thebe says, man, great lyrics. And the title doesn't hurt. Rotation. Thebe is like an onion. He is layered as an onion. And we don't know.
Hey, man. Hey.
He's from California.
California.
He's not from Florida.
Florida.
But I know he's got a real good lawyer. Let's move on to the
next stop
song.
Making fun of ya.
Hey, people make fun of me all the time.
Mia.
Fun of Mia. Ah, fun of Mia. Come on down there.
Keep it going. It's New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
Gosh, don't forget, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're really excited about this. Our boys in Ravenhill. Driving through.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be stopping by the studio, hanging out. Gonna
Those
find
are
out.
Some good dudes.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to hang. So they're going to be coming through town. Real fast. I know that they're making their way out to California, actually.
California! So,
we'll be talking with them at the 8 o'clock hour. In fact, we got brand new Ravenhill 2 premiere coming up. But first, this band. They're called New Lore. New Loria.
I like this band. This is the band that bought Waverly's van. So they will always get played on this stage. They did it.
They found the way. They found the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, these are the guys that bought our van from us.
You guys are like, hey, we're breaking up. We're done.
It took me so long.
We gotta sell all of our gear.
I think his name's Adam.
Nice.
Hang on, let me double check.
Stop it.
No, I've got to figure out what his name is. Hang on.
He bought your van.
He bought our van.
There you go.
Wait, that's not
it. They now currently own the Waverly van.
They do. Adam, okay, his name's not in my phone.
It's anyway. A reason why they haven't toured farther than Tennessee. Where they hail from?
On the contrary, this band has been out with some incredible acts.
Really?
Yeah, they had a song. Well, we played Shadow of a Man for a while, and everybody really dug it. Yeah. And that song got tons of placement, and they've been on tour with all these incredible bands.
With the Waverly Van.
With the Waverly Van.
Are you bummed?
No.
The Waverly Van
glad it's
like
getting. I'm glad it's getting its thing
it's
done
It's a shaggin'
out there.
Wagon.
Yeah, it's a shaggin' wagon.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new New Lore in the Orchard.
Ooh.
Mm. Scrumptious.
Scrumptious.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. New Lore in the Orchard. Well, New
in
Lore.
In the Orchard.
Is the band.
They are.
In the Orchard is the song. The song is in the Orchard. It's not in the Orchard. The song is called In the Orchard.
Bill says, who is Waverly? At least these guys made something useful from the gear. Dig.
Oh. True. That's true. That's a good point. Brian says, who's Wave Early? Dig. Julie says, silky and smooth, double dig. Thebe says, I have a list, and this was just added to it. Good stuff.
Nice.
Reddit says, I'm digging it. Chloe says, love this, dig. Sean says, I can dig the mood of this one.
Yeah, that was a really good track, man. Really good stuff.
Really good. Really good.
Tell us what you think. It is New Music Tuesday. We are going through, our list. We got a lot of new music to get to, including a couple culture shocks we will get to, and one band who's coming through town.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be hanging out with us in studio in the 8 o'clock hour. Excited
Hooray!
For that. They got a new record coming out, I believe, this month, actually.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to them about that and see what's going on with Raven Hill. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, probably around 8:30-ish is what we're being told.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time for the Heartbreak Kid.
That's right. Sean Michelle.
Oh. It's Sean Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh. Looks like Sean Michael.
I know.
But Shawn Michaels is the Heartbreak Kid.
It's Sean Michelle.
No,
I think from the person.
No,
from the person who told me that. That's what the
I
name
think
is.
Think I'm cute.
Do you?
No, I'm
is that what that is?
Shawn Michaels
is that what
his
you
intro
think?
Music.
No, that's cute.
Doug knows.
Doug knows. Doug always knows.
Tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It's Sean Michelle. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Sean Michelle.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Bill says, blues sounds like the blues no matter how you change it up, but this is okay. Not a fan of the vocals, though. Chloe says, you can bury this one. Leonard says, bury. How about some Avid Brothers?
Hmm.
Thebe says, this sounds like Cliff Campbell got a producer. And Julie says, 1988 Rebel Rocker. Eh, it's all right.
Man.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah.
I wish I had that because I was like, ha! Huh?
And
wrong
I guess
one.
That's
wrong
why
one.
They call it
wrong
the
Billy
blues.
Joel. Dang it. I'm going to move these two. How's that? Boom, boom. Huh? Look, swapping those? Swapping those
yeah.
or no? Or
yeah,
do you want to
yeah,
keep
yeah,
it like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I like what you're doing.
All right. All right. It's New Music Tuesday.
Swap them.
Oh, swap them back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no. Do no, what you... Make your switch. I'm sorry.
Will you... So this one first.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
No, I don't
I
care.
I want you to do what you want to
oh,
do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I want. I want you to be happy.
We got four more songs to get to for New Music Tuesday. We got some good ones, man. Oh, I'm so excited.
Me too.
Some of the best artists in the universe on today's show, so good stuff. Raven Hill coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, hanging out with us in studio. Told him to bring a guitar, so hopefully they'll rock a jam.
Yes.
That's coming up again. 8:30.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
I know.
Maybe they will.
I know. In the meantime, let's keep New Music Tuesday rolling,
let's
shall we?
It.
Now, this artist hails from Arizona. Found this guy randomly on, I think through Spotify or one of those, and looked him up and then...
No, wait. Did Jeff Gilbert tell
us? Oh, wait. No. This was... Sorry. I'm thinking of... Yes. This
Jeff
is,
told us about this.
Jeff told us about this one. Yes. And friends in Texas with Lucky.
Yes.
And Lucky had something to do with this. And
yeah, apparently, he produced it.
Apparently a member of Neon Noah used to listen to M88 back in the day.
Let's read the email.
Okay.
Hello, we'd like to formally thank you for adding Disaster to your playlist. It's been very encouraging having a single on a radio station that our vocalist Esteban grew up listened to growing up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we have been in the studio working on a debut EP and have recently released a new single entitled Heart. We would like to offer the single to you for your consideration. Mm. Heart was produced by David Lukenholter, former
Lucky.
Lucky Luke.
Lucky
or
Luke.
Lucky Dave. He, Dave Luck. Dave Lux is what they said.
And then
say.
They called him Lucky Luke, and then everybody's like, what?
Who?
Lucky?
Yeah,
Lucky Luke.
Lucky. Former Cutlass member. He played bass. It's available for download on their Kickstarter thing. More info, neonnoah.com.
There you go. Interesting.
This song is really cool.
Yeah, dude. Tell
I'll
us what you think.
It.
So it's like a locals rule, but not.
Yeah.
Kid grew up listening to M88 and moved away, formed an awesome band, and is sending us his stuff.
Yep.
Neon Noah song is Heart, Dig It or Bury It. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Neon Noah. Song is called Heart. Dig It or Bury It. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Wow.
Wow. I just posted it, guys. Sorry, I forgot to.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, basically a local submission. Found these guys through our friend Jeff Gilberto.
Gilberto.
And Small World, produced by Lucky Luke.
Yeah.
Who was a member of Seven Places and then a member of Cutlass and a good friend of ours. And turns out the lead singer, Esteban, grew up listening to this station.
Mm-hmm.
And now somehow lives in Tejas and
formed jamming.
A really ridiculously amazing band.
Just jamming.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Brandy says she kind of really loves this.
Yeah.
TJ says he asked himself, would Alex from Target like this?
Oh, okay.
No. We talked about that yesterday.
We did.
Oh, boy.
How did this kid?
He just did.
Just some dumb kid. Mm-hmm. Super famous. For 7 minutes.
Thebe says, this is fair. Go back and look at Sean Michelle's beard.
Okay.
And you should.
Is it like glorious?
It's crazy.
Okay.
It's like.
There you go.
Brian says the best. Leonard says dig it. Stefan says super dig.
All right.
So,
there you go.
Lots of digs on the Neon Noah.
Tell us what you think about all the new music. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm going to keep mixing it up. I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do that. Oh, I like
that.
Yeah, that's
like
a good idea.
Okay, there you go.
That's a good
coming
one.
Up, we got some brand new music from Raven Hill. Those guys coming through town. They'll be in studio about 8:30-ish.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hanging out with us as they travel on out to Cali.
On Calabar.
In the meantime. Oh, man. A culture shock.
Yep.
Brand new music from arguably the greatest rock band in the world.
Yes.
So I'm really excited. They're working on new stuff.
Me too.
This song is called Congregation.
Mm-hmm. And I believe this is the song they did in Nashville.
Okay.
For Sonic Highways.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check that. Talk about how much you love the Foo Fighters.
I love the Foo Fighters.
Keep going.
So much.
Congregation.
So much.
You've got to be better at stalling. You've got to be. Just do it.
Foo Fighters working on new music right now, and they're going, how many cities are they going to?
I think they did eight.
Eight cities? All right. So different cities where they're putting together different songs. This song, Congregation, one of their latest.
Yeah.
Of course, we do something called Culture Shock, where we take quote-unquote pagan poets, if you will, mm-hmm. modern poets of our time who have something important to say. So we want you to check out the lyrical content of this song. I know, it's early, but we actually want you to listen to the words of this song. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Okay, so check it out. This is from the Nashville episode.
And you'll hear references in the song to Bluebird, singing like a bluebird. There's a cafe in Nashville called the Bluebird Cafe. It's on that TV show Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the show takes place, supposedly, in that thing. But that's where a lot of like country singers have traditionally gone, and they just play acoustic and they do writer's rounds. And some of like the biggest stars in country music ever have gone to the Bluebird. And so then it kind of got around, and it's not just country music. Like, tons of people go there and sing.
Yeah.
It says Dave Grohl went and played at the Bluebird. He played Foo songs like Everlong, Big Me on acoustic. He said, the Bluebird I knew a little bit about, but I learned a lot. In Nashville, it seems like there are these rites of passage that you have to go through to become a star, whether you're a singer or a songwriter. And the Bluebird is really one of those. If you can get down at the Bluebird, you've got a gig.
Wow.
And that's true.
All right.
That it's like a testing ground for country music artists. And they do writers' rounds in Nashville all the time.
I'll bet.
It says Dave Grohl joked, one of these days I'm going to get my big break, man, when he was at the Bluebird. But anyway, it says, in an interview with Billboard, Dave Grohl said he hoped to answer the question, why did country go to Nashville? He also revealed to Rolling Stone that he had spoken in depth with country artists about the genre's roots in the church.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I'm excited, man. The song is called Congregation. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is brand new Foo Fighters. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Dang it. I forgot to post it again.
Foo Fighters. Song is called Congregation.
It's because I'm distracted.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or just call us.
Give us a call.
338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Brand new music from the Foo Fighters. Man!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I am a fan. I am a fan.
I am a fan as well.
Yeah. So, there you go. Tell us what you think about it. Dig
Leonard
it.
Leonard likes it.
Bury it. Facebook.com.
Let's see if anybody commented on the page, because there's like, where is it? Yeah. Where is it? Oh, look at this.
Oh, that's good.
Scott put up something for...
I like that.
It's interesting to me that the way they've done this new record, how they've gone to different city. Okay, Leonard says, dig is Foo Fighters. Brandy says, honestly, though, how can you go wrong with Foo Fighters? Thebe says, that was excellent. Bill says, sounds like Foo Fighters.
So, it sounds like having
sounds like
the
good
awesomeness.
Then, Bill.
Gosh, Bill.
Sorry, they're not from
Detroit.
Sounds
like greatness. They're no Kiss, I guess.
They're no Kid Rock.
Ugh. Ah.
When asked who notable, like which notable artist, name a notable artist from Detroit, Bill.
Kid
the first
Rock?
One he said was Kid Rock.
Hey, man, come on.
If there's one thing Detroit has going for it, it's like the giant list
His
of
name
notable
is Kid
artists.
Rock.
Ba with the ba, man.
The bang, the bang, diggy, diggy. I did that for karaoke once. Gosh, that song. Well, not gonna lie.
Didn't need the words.
Didn't need the words. Didn't need the words.
Static.
Please be Bill.
Hey, good morning. It's Helen from Hobbs, guys.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Just cool, dude.
Nice.
Yeah. Wanted to tell you what I thought about the Foo Fighters song.
Tell us.
It was good.
Hang on.
I liked it.
Hang
but
on.
It, I don't know. Just as I'm driving to school, it just felt super long. And like drug
it
out.
Is a longer
well,
song.
Well, it is 5 minutes.
It's a longer
so,
5 song.
5 minutes.
I will give
Told
you that. It is a long song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked my brother, he was like, I don't know, like 3 minutes? I'm like, pretty sure it was longer than that.
Five minutes and four seconds of rock and roll.
But that's a good thing, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's because rock songs used to be long, and then radio was like, hey, man, can you cut that to 3.5 minutes? And now you get these radio edits, and now our attention span sucks. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Humbling society.
There you go. Thanks for helping contribute to it. All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Love that guy.
Yeah. Calvin from Hobbs. He's
Calvin
awesome.
Calvin from Hobbs. Matt Peterson says, another hot one out of the Foo Fighters cookie cutter oven. And then Leonard said, not sure if I like this comment. Stefan said, yup, yup, dig. Sean said, Foo Fighter, amazing. Just a singular Foo Fighter.
Yeah, not all of them.
And then
Thief
said,
Dave.
Also a bit reminiscent of old STP. Don't
Whoa,
shoot me.
Whoa, hey-o. That's, no, dude, that's okay. That's okay.
Leonard said, Bill is from South Detroit. And then Bill said, there is no South Detroit. They're having a Detroit fight.
Oh, man.
That's great. That's good stuff.
Detroit.
Detroit. You detroit it. No! I will
There's
not.
There's detrioting in the streets.
At least they're not from California. Okay, this next song, it's a brand new single.
Yeah!
From our boys in Ravenhill. They're going to be here very soon.
Very soon, they will be driving into the ABQ.
That's
oh,
right.
Man. I just realized we got like all this. Should we take care of some this?
Yeah, and let's do this. And then, okay, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Because look at all this stuff. We didn't even.
We didn't plan
it's
well.
It's already almost 8 o'clock.
All right, yeah, make this happen.
Quick break. Coming right back. Prepare.
Yes.
We've got Ravenhill, who will be in studio at 8:30. And we've got brand new Angels and Airwaves.
Yo.
Really excited for New Music Tuesday
Doug.
Today. Oh, dude. Oh, what?
Doug just fell asleep. He
Doug,
fell asleep.
Get out of here, Doug.
Doug, wake up. You sweet little sleeper.
Just because the songs are Tom DeLonge doesn't mean you can't enjoy him. Huh?
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight, we're going to enjoy this really long song. Tonight.
Tonight, I'm ready. Tonight.
Are you ready, Doug?
I'm ready, Doug.
Okay. Quick break, right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static! Hey, your attention. Are you ready? That's the wrong one. I hit the wrong button. That's the wrong button! Teo, that's the wrong button.
Hit the right one.
Okay, fine. It's a time.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
And we're back!
Yeah!
Welcome!
Yeah!
Team Awesome Morning Party! There's too many buttons in here, man.
Sorry.
I am no Captain Picard.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Ba-bum, boom, ba-bum. We still got a few New Music Tuesday submissions for you. In fact, if you are new to Static Radio, let me tell you a little bit about New Music Tuesday. We get music day in, day out. And that's kind of our job, just listening to music and going, music director to my right, program director here.
Hey.
And so we need your help. You guys, tell us, is this good? If it is, dig it. If it's terrible, we should bury it deep into the ground.
Yeah, we should.
Like zombies that hopefully don't rise again.
They will rise again.
That's why you got to put scissors in their brain.
Yep.
I learned that this week.
We all learned that
this
week.
Scissors in the brain, man.
Bung, bung, bung.
Easy. Easy peasy.
Bung, 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 bung.
All right.
All right.
These guys.
Yes. They're about to be here, and so we got to hurry.
They're heading out west. I know. Heading out west. They got a brand new record coming out this month, I believe, called Soul. Mm-hmm. We've played a song from them, and excited to premiere new stuff from them.
Yeah.
The band is Ravenhill.
Yes.
The song is, Oh, Mercy, Mercy, Steve.
No? That's not how,
it's not how it goes.
This is from their new record that's yet to be released.
Okay.
And we don't know when it's going to be released.
Yeah, we should probably talk to them about that.
Yeah.
Have no clue.
Because...
Oh, I can't wait for them to get here.
I don't understand why we don't know when it's going to be released.
Yeah.
But this is a brand new song from a brand new record that doesn't even have a release date.
Yeah, we'll talk to them about that coming up 8:30-ish. Ravenhill going to be in studio. In the meantime, brand new music from them. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Use your words, guys, okay?
Use your words.
They're going to be here at 8:30.
That's right.
And they're going to read your comments.
They're going to read them.
So just use your words nicely, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
This life is hard and I need you.
Ravenhill song, Oh Mercy. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Those guys going to be in studio coming up at 8:30-ish.
Yep. Okay, so Leonard says dig and put up a picture of Matthew McConaughey saying, all right, all right, all
hey,
right.
Hey, happy birthday, McConaughey.
That's right. Brandy says, oh, yes, this is fantastic. Kayla says, dig it, very groovy. Jeff, on the other hand, says bury it.
Okay.
Chloe says it seems a little all over the place. Not really feeling this one, Barry. And Stefan says, I feel like I can't say anything negative, but I got to be honest. I'm not really feeling it. Sorry, guys. That's a good way to do it.
This isn't our band.
Yeah,
they're just dudes coming in at 8:30. We're going to read all these to them. I'm just kidding.
Thebe says, you've been playing Witches for about a year. I can't get enough of it. This is great, too. The profile says they're playing in San Diego today. Going to be a fast drive.
Huh.
Also... They played with my friend in Radar versus Wolf a few weeks ago, and I was jealous that he got to see them.
Nice.
They're good dudes.
Yeah.
Good dudes.
There you go.
Coming up here
and
in just a few. Hopefully, they'll be in
the
studio.
They do need to haul some butt.
Yeah, that's a.
I hope you make it, guys. It probably wasn't a good idea.
Maybe it's a late set.
Maybe.
Oh, well.
It's got to be.
So, we got one song left.
You do gain an hour going west.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
That is very, very true.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
Really quick, we should take a look at traffic.
Mm.
What just happened?
I feel like we should.
Here's why.
Okay.
Because look at that map.
Whoa!
Just really quick, wanted to tell you guys, we have an... Just stay on the thing. What are you... Stalled vehicle off to the side on... Seriously. Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson Street Northeast. And Paseo in general, if you are eastbound on Paseo, it's a big mess. Also, southbound on 25 around the Osuna Road, exit Pan American West Service Road, going a little bit slow. We have a road is closed. Central Avenue East at Eubank, the road is closed. That's all I got. All
right.
And then we have construction other places, but typical morning traffic, guys. Be really careful. A lot of people are out and about right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Are we ready?
Yes.
Final song of the morning.
Final song of the morning.
Your second culture shock of the day.
Yeah.
This one coming to us from Angels and Airwaves, sorry. And I'm really excited about this one. When we first heard this yesterday, we were looking over the lyrics, and Tom DeLonge, frontman of Angels and Airwaves, also Blink-182, mm-hmm. Talked a little bit about this song, The Wolfpack, and his perception, his take on it is, this is coming from a place where you're looking at the record industry and saying, hey, look at the beauty of this. It's an incredible thing. But you also see the vultures, you also see the wolves, you also see the nasty side of it. And I immediately, honestly, I equated the lyrical content to the church itself.
Hmm.
Because there's so many times where the church is beautiful. The church is the bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's glorious. And yet at times, it can be full of wolves. It can be full of hateful people. And so there's the beauty and... the nasty and how they kind of intermingle. And so I really, really liked the...
Yeah.
I really liked this.
It's pretty cool.
I'm
trying to read. Yeah, it says, okay, the song is a bit of a journey in and out of the many teeth of the music business, an industry that can be a sexy girl on one hand, but a vicious axe murderer on the other.
Right.
His words.
Thus the bride of Christ part that I was... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of get this idea that there's beauty in it, and yet... you still kind of have to be careful. You have to be smart. You have to use your mind. And so often we as a church, we kind of just are spoon-fed, whether it's from the pulpit or a leader or somebody, believing that they have the best intentions. And the truth is, I mean, Pastor Skip talked about this last Sunday, that very thing, the false teachers, the wolves, if you will. And so here it is, the final New Music Tuesday submission of the morning coming to you from Angels and Airwaves. The song is The Wolfpack. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Ah! Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand new Angels and Airwaves song is called The Wolf Pack. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think, y'all.
Let's see what... Leonard, you are winner today. You win.
Oh, meme winner.
Doug says bury.
No!
Oh, Doug, no!
Producer Doug.
Doug.
Gosh, it was so good having him here for that little
time. We see your picture. We see it.
Sorry, Doug. Sorry, Doug.
Crazy man.
You gotta evolve from poop jokes, all right? Blink-182, sometimes you just gotta grow up. It's called maturity, Doug.
Heem says awesomeness.
Gosh!
Chloe says, I'm not a huge fan of Angels and Airwaves, but I'm liking his vocals more than I usually do. Dig. Joe the Nanny says, the only song I've gotten to hear this morning, darn nanny life. Anywho, I dig this song. It's got a good message and a good beat. Chuck says, dig it. Bill says, 1997 with 2007 technology. Kinda cool.
Yeah, see? Exactly, Doug.
Doug said, Doug is opposed.
We got to go peer pressure Doug into liking cool bands. So
Stefan says, sounds like Angels and Airwaves. Dig. Travis, again, digging it.
See, and I think it's kind of a good blend because it does sound like AVA.
But you hear the Elin Rubin influence all yes. over it. And I love that. That dude is probably the best drummer in the world mm-hmm. right now, in my opinion. Probably not actually true.
I got to see him twice in the last year.
I got live, to see him once. So. I got to see him once. He recorded. He's done so much stuff lately. He mm-hmm. did Paramore's newest album. He's done Angels and Airwaves. He's with Nine Inch Nails right now.
Yeah.
And he's an incredible musician. He's not just a drummer. Like, with Nine Inch Nails, he was playing bass, he was playing guitar.
It was crazy.
He was doing keys mm-hmm. and drums at the same time. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite and he's fan. A kid.
He really is.
He's in his early 20s.
Well,
and
there
just
you go.
Killing it.
Man.
Killing it.
Tell us what you think about all the music we played this morning. If you missed it, coming up at noon, we'll be recapping it. Middays with Mitch. She is here.
She's going to rock her here. Show. So proud of
We're
her.
We're excited. So that'll be coming up again at noon. I'll be joining Mitch for the recap.
The recap.
Got some good stuff. So if you missed any of the songs, Joelle the Nanny.
Oh!
Nanny Thug Life.
Nanny Thug.
You can catch us again at noon for that. Coming up, our boys in Ravenhill will be joining us live.
Yes, they will.
That's exciting.
Yes, so they will.
They are on their way into the studio.
Hey, Will!
In the meantime, got some more music for you.
How do you feel about the songs today? Did you enjoy
them? Loved them.
Yeah.
This is a good New Music Tuesday.
I feel like it was pretty solid.
It was.
We actually had somebody email us and say that they recommended a band that played their wedding.
Ooh.
And we're going to get... That's cool. We're going to get to that next week. Again, if you have a band that you think we ought to be playing, it can be a Culture Shock, it could be whatever, then send us an email. We have another. I just found another one. From weeks ago, where somebody said she was requesting Levi Weaver.
Ooh, we'll have to dig that up too. Dig it or bury it. That's the format. Send in your submissions, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah.
Coming up, our boys in Ravenhill.
That's right.
Also, some capital cities, but first, waking you up with Islander.
Yeah.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday, and randomly in studio, joining us, Ravenhill.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hey.
So we have four people, four guys from Ravenhill. Yell into the mic what your names are.
I'm Brady.
I'm Josh.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Kyle.
We don't know what yell means.
It's okay. Yeah. That wasn't a yell.
You guys do a podcast.
Yeah.
You know about it.
I'm Josh.
There it is.
There you go.
I'm Brady.
No, this is Mike.
This is Kyle.
That's good.
Together we are
Captain Planet.
Wild Stallions is really. I went as Ted Theodore Logan for Halloween this year. So therefore, Wild Stallions was the correct answer.
Right.
So
that's right.
Nicely done.
That's
welcome,
cool.
guys.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Is this your first time in the ABQ?
It is.
Okay.
The ABQ. I like
that. It's called
Albuquerque. It's easier to spell too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I can't
spell Albuquerque.
All right, we got this. We did it earlier.
We had to figure this out to put it in the GPS.
I'm lost now.
U-R-Q-U-E?
Close.
Oh.
You guys missed an E.
Q-U-E-R.
A-L-B-U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E.
Everyone forgets how to E. Yeah.
Predictive text. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. The way you can auto correct it or finish it,
yep.
it totally ruined spelling.
Yeah.
We do a show on Mondays, or a segment on Mondays called Mad Lib Monday, and I suck at it. We have little 8-year-olds calling in giving me words like tumultuous, and I fail.
Staphylococcus.
I fail. Yeah. Is that a real word?
That's a real word.
What does that mean?
That's what happens when you, it's like something you get when you eat uncooked meat. I don't know why I know that.
Dude,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, you just won the internet.
Yeah.
That is stupid. But I mean not. It's the opposite of stupid.
You're very smart.
That's very intelligent.
No one else knows
that. It's because you have a podcast.
Yeah,
that's you have to know big words.
Yeah.
What's your podcast about?
It's called the Youngblood Podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And basically I interview bands and people in the music industry. Sorry. That we're all wired as musicians and people in the industry to kind of have that thing that pushes us to do something that doesn't always have the financial benefits that
yes.
it should.
Like radio.
Yeah, like radio.
Yes.
So we tend to talk about their first records, their first moments whenever they heard and they go, I'm going to do this more than just be a listener.
Yeah, that's cool.
And almost like their soundtrack of their life all the way up to the moment they're making. So
I like that. Yeah. All right. So you guys want to talk about the soundtrack of your life right now?
Tell us that okay. moment.
Okay.
When it happened to you.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, Ravenhill kind of started as a thing like whenever me and my brother Brady, who's also in the band, and you heard earlier,
he's not here.
8 seconds ago.
Yeah,
he left.
Ago.
When he tried to spell Albuquerque. You may know him from that time 7 seconds ago when he tried to spell Albuquerque.
We grew up in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
My dad's was a pastor, and my mom is a Mexican lady from Mexico.
Hey,
that's where they come.
Okay. Got you.
And,
not New Mexico, the regular Mexico.
Right. Regular Mexico.
Old Mexico.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
And I distinctly remember my mom singing in the kitchen and my dad singing old hymns, and that's what kind of started me on our journey
okay.
to this. And we grew up listening to like CCR and Ray Charles. We weren't allowed to listen to Christian rock or modern rock. Yeah, like I remember getting given New Thing by DC Talk.
Yeah. Yes.
And my parents always screened what we listened to, and they go, we don't understand what they're saying, so you can't listen to
it. Wow.
That's the best story.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's like opposite of everyone I
yeah.
know.
Yeah. So I could listen to contemporary Christian, which was like Carmen, Dallas Holmes, Stephen Chris Chapman.
Oh. Amy Grant?
No, I didn't like Amy Grant.
Okay.
Is that bad to say?
For Him?
That's totally cool. Yeah.
Did you listen to For Him?
I didn't. That was a little too soft for
too,
my...
It wasn't for him.
It wasn't for him.
Oh, my gosh. But we were allowed to listen to oldies. So,
nice.
Okay.
So I ended up kind of going that route and listening to old soul. Ray Charles was the biggest influence.
That's
in the
awesome.
Period, so.
All right.
And then, you know, on the way up, I mean, we went through... I think we all came from different kind of backgrounds musically, but me and Brady grew up in, like, punk rock music. Eventually... We got a hold of MXPX and things were never the same.
That's
between
right.
that and grunge of the 90s, it was just over.
That's so. Cool. So like real grunge or like DC Talk grunge?
No.
Earlier...
No, they couldn't listen to DC Talk.
Yesterday, we were talking... Yes, yesterday, because this is Tuesday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday on the morning show.
Time travel.
We were talking a little bit... Where is this stupid
you
music?
You passed it.
I totally passed it.
You totally passed it.
Gosh.
Go back to... Wait.
Well, I knew this one was there. You know, this is kind of like the song of songs.
This
smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, this smells like Teen Spirit. We did that. There it is.
There. And then for those that like have never put it together.
Yeah, I don't know who didn't know that. Yeah,
really, right. Toby was like, hey, that riff, we need to completely rip it off and make a gajillion dollars.
Yeah. And he did.
Because Christian kids don't listen to Nirvana.
But they're Christian dollars.
So,
Christian US dollars.
And God, we
trust
dollars.
So they got a hold of Mark Townsend and said, hey, come in here
yes.
and
yeah.
play this solo. And...
Oh, man. Do you guys know Orrin Thornton?
I know of him. I've never
okay.
talked to him.
That's who I was told was the guy that wrote the riff.
Well,
is that folklore?
Wrote. Wow. You use that term loosely. Wrote the riff.
But he was a kid at the time.
Right.
And
was it Orrin?
Yeah.
I thought it was Mark.
I don't know. It could have been Mark. I'm
Maybe
sure Mark,
Mark
played
was there
later.
Live.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's a beast.
We're going to get down to the...
So, not DC Talk, but Ray Charles influences. What about you?
Man, I think for me, like, when I...
You step up to the mic. You step up
Guys,
to the
don't
mic.
Kiss each other.
What do you play? No, what instrument do you play in the band?
I play guitar in the band.
Nice.
Do you sing also, or you just play guitar?
I sing some BGVs.
Okay.
But I think for me, like, I came up listening to a lot of punk rock stuff, and Josh and I really bonded over MXPX and that
okay.
whole
cool.
less culture.
Jake.
Less
than Jake.
All ska stuff. I was a huge ska kid.
Nickelback.
Huge Nickelback.
Interview's over.
No, man, it's cool, man. I didn't have Nickelback ready.
Ravenhill's currently interviewing for new bass players.
It's not queued up.
This is my old band.
Yeah, Waverly, Nickelback, yeah, Waverly. Yeah.
Heavily influenced.
Heavily influenced by Nickelback.
By Nickelback. Yeah.
Turn you that beat off. Me to the joke, man.
I know. I'm going to keep beating you to that joke because we've beaten that joke into the ground.
Yeah.
We say
that
about once a week.
Yeah. So there
just
you go.
So everybody knows.
We got it in on a Tuesday. We got it in early.
So good ska, like No Doubt. And
some early No Doubt.
Actually, Lester Tragic Plug. Kingdom was pretty incredible.
Mustard Plug, Lesson
Five Iron
J.
Frenzy.
Nice. Iron Frenzy, yeah. Definitely.
Five Iron.
Real Big Fish?
Real
yeah,
Big Fish.
I mean,
Fish.
How can nobody mention Goldfinger?
Goldfinger.
Gosh, guys,
a lot
come
of,
on.
Like Rancid and...
Yeah, Rancid.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Definitely Rancid. No Effects, all that punk rock stuff. And I remember the moment for me, because we actually talked about this on the podcast once, the moment for me when I was like, yeah, I want to do the music thing was my first real show was seeing MXPX. And at the end of the show, Mike takes the bass off. And he throws the bass like all the way up to the ceiling and it comes down and he catches it on the last note, the last downbeat of the set.
Nice.
And I was like 14 and I'm sitting there like sweating and I'm like, yeah, I want to do that for a living. That's what
me.
I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that was
awesome.
The moment for me where I was like, I have to do this. I got to figure it out, make it work.
We're still trying to get high enough ceilings. So
yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I've been hitting
terrifying.
My guitar on the ceiling for years. So someday we're going to play those big rooms.
You guys got to play the Lobo Theater here in Albuquerque.
I want to do it.
Really high ceiling.
No, okay.
You won't totally screw up your guitar.
Yeah, that's true.
So there you go.
You can do it. Yeah.
That's
you
a can pretty, throw it up into the
It's rafters. A good high
We're
ceiling.
Not even going to play our
we keep somebody up there who catches them.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Catches
like,
them.
We have a catcher up there.
Drop sound different. Yeah.
Give me
yeah.
the D tune. There it is.
All right. I need to know your sound. The soundtrack of your life. I need to know.
All right. So I grew up with a lot of Billy Joel, Elton John, Beach Boys kind of stuff.
That, okay.
And Beatles and everything. Like
just
everyone else.
Really crappy music.
I know, right?
Don't touch their break.
That was what my dad was like really into. My parents were really into. And then when I branched off into my own, I didn't really catch the whole punk wave that was going on.
Okay.
It was more of a...
You were busy on
like,
those Beach Boys waves.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Man, I am on it.
I was surfing USA.
Yes.
No, kind of branched off into the Under Oath and Emery.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Dude, the
and
week's
then,
end. That you got was a record, man.
You got a different kind of cold that you caught. Because I was the pop punk kid.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
And then kind of branched into just indie alternative rock. Like one of my biggest influences now, especially for the drums, is Local Natives.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's
right on.
That's my
good.
Surfing USA story.
And then somehow you guys all
musically
came to be Ravenhill.
Yeah.
From different cities, different places.
Yeah. I think originally we're from Texas, but then we moved and grew up in Southern Illinois.
Okay.
And then we moved about 5 years to Nashville, Tennessee. Kyle, you were in like Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
Pittsburgh, then Buffalo, mm-hmm. and now Nashville. Mike was St. Louis and then Nashville.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dang. So. All right.
That's good.
And we got a fifth member that's not here.
He's sleeping?
In Delaware.
He's the jet set guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to hop on a plane tomorrow to go to L.A.
So is he like the random guy that doesn't live in Nashville?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the one
so
guy.
He's like the one guy, and you guys are all telling the inside joke stories, and he's like, yeah, cool.
It's the worst. That's the worst.
Exactly.
Cool. When you have a guy that tours with a band and he lives in a different city. Worst guy.
Yeah, they're
number
they're
one.
Horrible.
They're the worst people in the world.
They really are. They just need to focus on their career,
just,
man.
Just full
just
of themselves.
The radio. Wait, who are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just talking about their
dude. Just need
their
to stop
dude.
Touring.
What's his name?
Taylor.
His name's not important. Yeah. Let's talk about him.
Does he play bass?
He plays guitar.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys have a bass player?
This one.
Not really. Not really.
That's debatable.
You don't have time, man. Oh, man. Incredible. That's cool.
Okay.
So what do you guys got going on right now?
We're on our way from Nashville to L.A. We have a showcase in L.A. on Thursday.
Nice.
And it's really our first time out here. Right now, we are physically farther west than I've ever been.
Oh, man. You guys are going to love the drive to Arizona.
And as a band, yeah.
It's so good. I just made that. Well, I went and caught the Jimmy Eat World Futures Tour in Tempe last week. So I made the drive out there and just made the drive back. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
The worst.
Love
oh,
it's
so good. You're going to love
it.
There's so much to see.
I literally said when we were like an hour out, we stopped at a gas station. I go, I kind of like this. There's not much to see.
There's
but
nothing.
It's, but it's refreshing.
Josh is driving and snapping pictures on his
phone. It gets even worse.
Dude, it's just the desert.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
The desert. It gets worse. Between here and Arizona. Yeah, dude. You're going to hate it.
Did you notice? 4 hours. Did you notice once you hit New Mexico, the van started going slower? No. It's because it's like a slow,
gradual, uphill. Really,
once you get past Albuquerque, though, then you're going to start going, especially when you get over to Flagstaff, right?
Yeah.
The worst.
And then there's these signs that say, no air conditioner for the next 5 miles so that you don't overheat. Because somehow, I didn't know this, Arizona, you like get steeper and steeper, like 7,000 feet elevation, it's 1,000 degrees. Yeah, you guys are going to love it.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. This is so fantastic.
Yeah. You were in Phoenix last week.
I was.
You said it's like in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
it was in the 90s.
You're going
week.
From this so, to that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Every time we got out of the car, about every 4 hours since we left yesterday, I'd be like, "Why is it not warmer? It's supposed to be warmer."
Yeah.
But this is actually not that bad.
Last week it was warm, and then it just hit whatever happened today.
Yeah. Super pleasant. Today. Okay. So tell me this: you guys are on Slow Speed Records. How did you meet Davey? That's always a story.
Yeah. I think we were playing a festival called Agape Fest.
Yeah.
And it's in Greenville, Illinois, Greenville College. And we played one of our first shows there about 4 or 5 years ago. And
was it in that little barn?
Yeah.
Played that. That was the last time Waverly played it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was such a fun time. And it was the first time we realized, wow, people actually like this thing. Because the band kind of started it with just me thinking, I was in a band called, me and Brady were in a band called Forgetting Paris before that. And we were like, maybe we're going to focus on something else.
Yeah.
I'll always be making music and I've always wanted to do kind of a soulful bluesy rock thing, but didn't think I could do it. So that was, would they normally have that in May or something like that? Mm-hmm. And so we had formed in January of that year. And it was just me, and then I would have like several different artists fill in the other spots for the first year. Well, we played there, and that was the first time we realized, wow, people actually care about this thing. Apparently word got around to Davey that he watched us the next year and said, and I think it was the band Pioneer.
Oh, yeah. That's the year we were there. Because we were on tour with them and The Wedding.
That was the first time The Wedding saw us, too, because we're really good friends with those dudes.
Yeah, that was the year. Because I remember Davey saying he was going to watch you guys.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where we didn't even really know who we were at the time. We were just kind of figuring it all out. And our first EP, you can even tell, I think we recorded that after playing two shows. So we had a horn section, and we weren't ska, but it was like very like Ray Charles, Elton John-esque, soulful, bluesy type thing. But live, we were like this other monster that was just dirty rock and roll. Yeah. So it was like one of those things where I was like, at that point, we had to make a decision. Do we go this route or this route and focus on that? We always want to go back. We went the dirty rock and roll route, if you're wondering. And we've never played live with any horns or anything, but it was one of those things where it was like, well, if we'll get allowed to do that, one day we might do like a record where we go and do a tour where we had like a horn section and girl backup singers and stuff like that.
Yeah. So,
but that's how we met, like, through them. And then Mike Maines from Mike Maines and the Branches kind of hooked us up whenever I first moved to Nashville.
Cool.
So,
good names, man.
Good names.
Name dropping. That's all I'm doing
good
right
people,
now.
Man.
That's what we do.
Really good.
When you start working on radio, they give you a training course in name dropping.
Yeah, totally.
It's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. They just teach you, to throw it in there. But I don't know. It's all Toby Mac to me.
Hanging out in the studio, we got.
What?
We have Raven Hill here, hanging out. You brought a lovely guitar.
Thanks. It's Kyle's.
Okay.
The drummer's guitar. I personally have never owned an acoustic guitar.
What? You really
Isn't that weird?
Should. Yeah, you really
you
need
one
to.
Of those.
I
you
know.
Do.
Sometimes I just like electricity a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
There
okay.
you go.
No.
So, so are you guys gonna rock a jam?
Yeah, I think I'd like to. We
Do you need my other? Here, I got another microphone. If you
yeah.
Need, do you need a second?
We'll set it up.
Yeah,
we'll
Brady, you wanna sing?
Yes, yeah.
We'll set it up. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
This is I'd like to tell you a real quick story. We had gotten so many messages on Facebook or on our website from people in Albuquerque or the surrounding area saying, "Hey, I heard you on this. How can I get your record?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "How in the world are people hearing about us in Albuquerque?" Because like I said earlier, this is the first time we've ever been here. Mm-hmm. And the first moment we stepped into this town, we did the typical Breaking Bad fan thing to do.
Yeah.
And so basic thing. And we went to Walter White's house. And, yep. And
with my friend Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, yeah. He's your buddy,
so
right?
He's my buddy, actually. It was a celebrity golf tournament with him and a celebrity softball game with him. And so he's a fan of a show I used to do. Okay. So
he's going to come by, I'm hoping.
Most
right?
of Steve O's friendships involve restraining orders. So it's okay.
No, but.
Name dropping!
So first off, thank you so much, guys, for playing. Mm-hmm. I think you've been playing Witches.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think we're going to play that for you,
okay.
If that's okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Bear with me. I've been, I've had a little bit of a cold, so that's what people, singers say whenever they're nervous. We burned all the witches. We've set the world on fire. We sang with candles in our hands. And this could be an anthem to what we're coming to, giving guilty credit to you. We cast out the demons and we'll drink another round. We stand where no one's to be found. And this could be the prophet of these unholy truths. Never mind the state that my soul is in. And oh Lord, I hold my breath, yeah. And oh Lord, I hold my breath. Come on, come all, it's a bad new religion. They're doing what makes us feel good, Lord, oh no. The truth is things we're gonna choose not to listen. Living one foot in the grave, riding from the inside out, yeah. And oh Lord, I hold my breath. Well, I found a way to sleep at night. Well, I found a way to lay my head. Well, I found a way to cheat death. I found a way, but I was already dead. Let me tell you about a man that was scared, 'cause he never seemed to understand. Well, he got old. Yeah, he got old. Let me tell you about a man that was scared, 'cause he never seemed to find that one. He let her go. He let her go, yeah. I run straight to the Lord.
Who you run to? Who do you run to?
I run straight to the Lord.
Who you run to? Who do you run to?
I run straight to the Lord.
Who do you run to? Who do you run to?
'Cause he holds my head. Oh my.
my breath. Oh, Lord, I hold my breath. All right.
That was good.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was really good.
That it was fun.
Awesome. Raven Hill hanging out in studio. It is New Music Tuesday, and you guys heading out for a showcase in California.
Yeah.
Where can people find more? I mean, you said that a lot of people were saying, hey, we heard the song in Albuquerque. Where can people find your music and what you got going on?
Well, we got a new record coming out November 25th. Nice. Called Soul, has that song on it and nine others.
Yes. All right.
And, that'll be on iTunes and everything, but you can go to RavenHillBand.com.
All right.
Or you can go to our Facebook or our Twitter or our Instagram. It's all Raven Hill Music. So.
All right. Cool. We will link it all to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, mm-hmm. so people can find out where they can catch up with you.
Awesome. Cool.
Record coming out in November.
Yeah, on Slow Speak Records, which awesome. We haven't officially announced that except for now.
Just now.
So yay! They haven't even announced it.
Yeah, Davey's not going to be pissed at all.
So no, it's fine.
Come on, Davey.
This is
good.
No,
he deserves it.
Yeah.
if he hasn't announced it yet, then he gets
it. He totally deserves it, man.
Do you guys have any good Davey stories?
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? One of the moments when I was like, dude, I'd love to be in a band. Me and Dave, the singer from Waverly, went to see Reliant K and Bleach play in Nashville, and Davey jumped off the speakers or whatever.
I've seen that picture. Like, there's a picture of that.
That would be really cool. Awesome.
He's proud of that picture.
Yeah, I bet he is. But, that was one of the moments where I was like, man, that would be really cool. And then when I saw Reliant K play, I was like, man, anybody can do that.
Oh,
That was like old school Reliant K.
That's great. That's great.
Don't tell my hoops
I
said that.
Oh, man. It's too late. He's totally streaming us right now.
Yeah, he's streaming every day. We're really popular.
Yeah, you know, just name dropping stuff.
Name dropping.
Shout out to our boy Aaron Paul. He listens all the time.
Yeah, man.
No big deal.
Shout out to Brad Pitt. Quit copying me. Jerk.
Raven Hill, thank you guys so much for hanging in studio.
Yeah, thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you guys coming in.
Definitely. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Again, we'll post all the information, all the details, and pray for these dudes as they're heading out for a showcase.
Yeah. We're going to take you guys over to Solomon's Porch.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Get some grubbins.
I like that.
Yes, sounds good. All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, well, it's Tuesday, 9 o'clock hour. What do we got coming up?
Quality Tam.
That's right. Tam's coming in.
Yeah.
Man. She'll be coming in next, right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Castle traffic.
Hey!
Can't say that one.
Time for traffic.
Yep.
Guys, the frontage road at I-25 and Paseo is closed due to construction. All that having to do with the construction I-25 and Paseo. Also, road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. It doesn't look like any accidents or any craziness is going on. So that's all I have to report for traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Oh, yeah!
Joining us in studio right now for Quality Tam Tuesday.
Yay!
Good morning.
Our girl Tamra.
Tamra.
Morning.
From the worship crew.
Here she
here
is.
Here at Calvary ABQ.
Wow.
Here to rock it with you.
Tamra, wave to that camera.
That was good.
That's the Tam Cam right there.
Oh, hey.
The Tam on Cam. It's Tam on Cam.
Yeah, I'm moving this to, like, be more Tam.
Tam Cam.
Yes. Oh, come on.
Can you
get a good shot of the railing.
Of the railing.
No, scoot it up a little. There she is.
There you go. There she is. That's right. Okay. Sorry. There you go.
There she is.
Okay.
Steve-O, you can even scoot over a little bit. Good. I've got so much space.
How's that?
This is so much better.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Tuesday. And last week we did something very special with Taylor Swift and the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Which, can I just say something about that?
And a girl, Tam.
I have listened. I took a trip to Midland, Texas, as we talked about last time.
Yeah. Hey, are you okay?
And I'm okay. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I came back okay.
But it was the worst, huh?
But I want you to know.
It was the worst.
On the drive up, I downloaded T-Swift's album.
You got her new record?
And I listened to it 89? All the way up there.
What'd you think?
You know,
you can be honest.
It took me back to the 80s when I was born in 1984. And that was about it. But I jammed out to about, I think I like six solid songs.
Keep listening to it. Yeah. You'll like it more.
And then
I keep hearing from so many people. I obviously did not get it.
It's pretty good.
I may or may not have it though.
You should get it.
I know I have it.
Oh, you got it?
I did not purchase it.
Who got it for you?
It was gifted to me.
Oh, really? Yeah, yes.
We got it.
Somebody gifted to me.
From a good friend who said, no, bro, I'm buying this record for you because seriously, it's incredible, but you have to promise me you'll give it a real listen. So we got a copy of the record from the one, the only, Joey Belleville.
I knew it.
Yeah. It's great.
He likes good music. Dude, Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 was talking about how this is like the pop record, the definitive.
That's it.
Incredible. And everybody's talking about how good it is. And I'm like, what is happening? Why is everybody loving T-Swift right now? I don't know.
I think it's because of her. She has a lot of fans.
I'll tell you
who doesn't.
She makes
them fall in love with her.
Love T-Swift.
Uh-oh.
And this is what we're going to talk about, Tanya.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Tell me.
Spotify.
Oh, no.
Because as of yesterday, Taylor Swift abruptly pulled her entire catalog from Spotify.
Boom!
So it's a good thing you downloaded that album because you wouldn't have been able to listen to it.
No, nope, can't listen to it if you're a Spotifyer.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, she pulled it.
Yeah, they had no idea that she was going to do it. They had not received a formal takedown notice. They got it last Thursday, and then bam, everything was gone.
Mm. Yep.
The source said Spotify was given no rationale by her label, Big Machine Records, or management for the decision, but pointed to the prospective sale of Big Machine for upwards of $200 million.
Whoa, $200 million.
$200 million.
That's a lot of money.
200,000 million millions. Billions.
Trillions.
So I guess they're selling the label, Big Machine, for upwards of $200 million. That's first reported over the weekend as the reason. They think they can get a better sale multiple by creating scarcity to drive record sales. So that's what this is about, said this source. It almost makes sense if you think about it from the perspective of a business trying to sell itself for as much as possible, but it doesn't make sense for the artist or her fans. This isn't the first time Swift has set herself at odds with Spotify. In 2012, she withheld her blockbuster album Red from the service for months after its release. And her new album, which you downloaded, 1989, never even got on Spotify, indicating she's never fully supported it.
Wow.
So the question is, why not? Whilst the rest of the music industry has largely accepted recent declines in the demand for physical and digital albums, opting to maximize other revenue streams like touring and publishing in its place, album sales are still a big deal for an artist of Swift's stature.
You know what? That's true. You got to give her that much.
Yeah. You got to.
Now, you've been working on a record,
working
on an album.
Yes.
Battle Drums, the worship crew here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Yes.
Aaron Gillespie came out here. Is he still out here? Or is he
gone? He's in Brazil right now.
He's in Brazil.
Doing a tour
out
there.
I knew that because
just for a little bit.
Yeah, our boy Ethan just posted photos out there because he's with Kings of Leon and they're like crewing and doing things together.
Yeah. So he'll be back soon.
Okay.
He'll be back soon. Just talked to him yesterday. He's psyched to come back and get everything done. We're working hard.
Yeah.
He was real stoked to come talk to us on the morning show.
Yeah, man. It
Did
was
I
great
say psyched
him.
Or stoked?
I said stoked. You said
no,
psyched.
No, we were psyched.
We were stoked, and then we got psyched.
Yes, because we were like, Aaron, come on the morning show. And he's like, dude, I'd love to. And we're like, we're releasing your new single. It's going to be amazing. Let's talk about everything that's happening.
Yeah,
we released his new single without him. We did all these great things. And then he was like, psych. And we're like, oh.
That's cool, the cricket. Man. That's where the cricket goes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the cricket goes.
Yep.
Yeah. In my heart.
Well, when he comes back, I'll make him come in here.
Tam, you don't have any pull with that guy.
I'm going to do it.
Obviously not.
I'm
going to
make him come in here.
He's your producer. You're just, you know.
I'm just a singer.
Doug's got more sway than you, and he doesn't even work at BET.
Has it been nerve-wracking working with Aaron Gillespie for this worship project? Because he's like, Aaron Gillespie, worship, I'm awesome. And then you're like, we're putting out this Calvary Albuquerque worship project. So, you want it to be really good.
Actually, it's pretty cool because he's professional. He's solid. He's like in your face. He tells you what to do. If you disagree, you're able to speak your mind.
Oh, but that's good.
I mean, to a certain extent, like sometimes, like I told him the other day, I sang this like wretched note, and he looked at me, and I said, I need to do it again. He said, trust me.
Oh.
And I said, I can't. I got to do it again. And he said, no.
Oh, he kept it?
No.
Oh, Tamara, it's going to be flat. Oh, you're going to hear it.
But he has a great ear. He does hear when you're like really sharp or really flat. He does have a great ear. So I give him that much.
Wait, he's got a great ear, but he wanted you to have a wretched note?
I thought it was wretched, but he's telling me it wasn't wretched.
Well, maybe it'll be cool. Like on Sweater Song.
Mm-hmm.
By Weezer, when Rivers Cuomo, he hits like a bad note at the end, and they just kept it.
Yep.
And it's part of the song.
Yep.
It's a big part of the song.
That's why I can
maybe
hear
that's
that song
what's
going to
happen. That's what's going to happen. But I have good news for you, too.
Okay.
Remember last time when I talked to you about my evil toaster oven?
Yes!
Yeah.
Well, boys.
Oh, no.
Guess who went to BB and Beyond?
What is BB and Beyond?
Place
of business.
Bloodbath and Beyond.
Bloodbath and Beyond.
There you go.
That's beautiful. A different
and
store.
And I got a toaster.
You got a toaster?
A regular toaster.
Good for you.
Thank you.
We're excited for you.
And it's double, so I can make four pieces of toast.
You got
of
a
two.
Double toaster?
Yeah, it's
dang,
double.
Dang, dude.
Dude, bread makes you fat.
I know, but you my husband eats a lot of it.
You gave me that.
He's
dang
a Marine,
fever.
Remember?
No, Tamara.
Oh, yes.
Do you have? I'm stoked that you got a double toaster.
Yes.
Dawn wants us to be rich enough one day to have a double oven.
Whoa, Chrissy wants a double oven badly. Those
what
things
is that?
Are,
it's a dream.
It's a, think
with
about
the
it.
Top
it's
and
an
the bottom
oven,
one,
but like double.
It's a double oven.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Think that about your toaster. Right?
Surrounded by mystery, the double oven was invented in the 50s.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But it's pretty cool.
Wow.
And Dawn is a great cook. So if she had a double oven, it'd be like, dang, dude.
I used a crock pot for the first time last night.
Sad news, though.
What?
Double toasters and double ovens lead to double chins. So gotta be prepared for that, girl. Because right now you got all this stuff going on.
I got a single and a half running on me right now.
You got Battle Drums worship record coming out. You're gonna
I
have
need to hit
like,
the gym.
You're going to have to do like press shots and stuff.
I know.
So you know. Don't,
get my good side.
Don't let that double toaster lead to double chin. And you're like a newlywed, so come on, man. You got it. Hey, no
and
freshman 15,
slow
yo.
Down.
Just slow it down on
slow
that
it
toast.
Down.
No more toast.
No. Hey, can you guys quit talking about getting fat?
Hey, that's like that song. Because I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Yeah.
No treble.
That's it.
And Dawn is all about that bass because this guy is a bass player. So
good for you.
She's all about it.
Good for you.
She's pregnant. She felt the baby kick yesterday.
Boom. Speaking
straight
of
up,
bass.
She thought it was gas, but it was a baby.
She hates you right now for
no, she
that.
Doesn't. She's not listening.
She thought it was gas?
Yeah, she really did. Because I guess when you get pregnant, you get gassy.
Well.
And she thought she felt it kick, so she put her hand in the same place, and it kicked again.
That's cute.
That is a
did you
living
put your face
thing.
On it, and it kicked your face?
Not me.
It's going to be a soccer Nashville. Player.
She's not here.
Yeah, she's...
What is it? Is it a boy or girl?
We don't know. We're
they
not going to find out.
They have decided there's not a lot of magic or
mystery
left in the world.
There's plenty of magic.
There's
you just
not
look
a lot of
it.
Magic.
There's a ton of magic.
Watch, pick a card. I'm just kidding. Okay, so...
Watch this.
Don't do a magic trick. Gosh.
Would you like
so
to see a magic trick?
So the mystery trick? Is when the baby's born and they find out what it is. And they'll be like, dude.
Mystery. Oh, so then you'll buy your clothes at that point.
Well,
or you're just going to buy green.
Gift cards.
We're going to get gender-neutral colors.
Okay.
And we're going to encourage gift cards.
Okay.
Gender-neutral being orange, green, and...
Purple.
Some crappy shade of yellow.
Red.
Hey, man, purple works. Prince was on Saturday Night Live this last week.
We're going to bring
that's
our
right.
baby in like a Kardashian and just bathe that room in gold.
There we go.
Royalty.
There we go.
If it's a boy...
gold.
You're going to be so sleepy. Yes.
Golden.
You're going to need a lot
so
of
sleepy.
Surge. A lot of surge. Yes.
I am. It's too bad somebody keeps sneaking in here and drinking.
Don't know
them.
Who that is.
You sneaky. Okay,
Doug,
guys.
We found out where the mystery dollar came from. Somebody stole a drink.
Man. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve O'Mateo with you. And
blood money.
The Hamburglar. The Tamburglar.
The Tamburglar.
Tamburglar.
She strikes again.
One of my audio guys called me Tamburger the other day.
Can we pause and just point out the fact that she said one of my audio guys?
Oh, man. She's just getting so huge.
One of my audio guys.
Because I love them.
Yeah, one of my...
they're like brothers to me.
One of my manservants.
That's
one of my
like minions. That's like saying one of my brothers.
Every time Doug does something, we just have to say one of our producers.
Yeah, one of our producers.
One of our producer.
one of my employees.
This man.
There's so many employees.
Who does audio.
Oh, man.
That's cool, Tam.
Named Ethan.
Tamburger.
Yeah.
Tamburger. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tamburglar.
Yeah.
I like Ethan.
You got to call him Hallelujah.
Okay.
Why?
His last name is Hall. Ethan Hall. Hallelujah.
Okay.
He was playing on your...
Because he's Ethan Hall who loves Jesus, which makes him Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay.
Boo.
I'm down.
You can, I got it.
I can say
he's Hall about that bass.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
He is a musician.
That's better than Hallelujah.
I didn't have any followers the last time I was on this show, so people didn't want... Yeah. They don't think I'm as cool as you guys
have
do.
Have they started You're following you now?
I got like one person.
One person.
Who literally followed her.
Like walked...
One of her audio guys.
Me to my car.
Oh, that's who that guy is out there.
Yeah,
I've been staring at
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just waiting for her to get off
the trick
show.
With people, this is how you show people the most confidence. You make eye contact and you do not break it.
That's right.
You look at them until they look away.
That's intense.
Right. Look at me.
Yeah.
And you just keep looking and talking to them.
Quit it.
Let's just look at this.
I looked away.
I
got uncomfortable and I looked away.
So
dang it. He won. That's all right.
What you do.
He just stared you down.
It is Tuesday. We had a really rad band in studio earlier. Ravenhill. They were a lot of fun.
Yes. I listened to them.
Yeah. Right? For so early in the morning, not a bad voice. You know what I'm saying? It's really early. Watch. Here, you sing something.
Oh,
not you,
dude. I stayed in your arms tonight.
Okay. No, I was... Nope.
What'd you want me to
sing? I was hoping for Tamara to sing.
I was singing with him.
Had nothing to do with
Tam,
you.
Tam, you sing.
I did. This I time, said, because I'm all about that.
We need like a good song.
Sing a Katy Perry song.
What? Katy Perry? I didn't have that queued up.
Sing
dun,
it,
dun, 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 dun,
you know
dun,
the song?
Dun, dun, one, dun, and dun, two, dun. And three, and go.
Do you ever feel like a something with a...
You're screwing it up.
Yep.
Get it right, Tam. You're trying
do
to impress
you
people.
Do you ever feel like a grain of sand?
A grain of sand? Stop it.
No.
A grain of sand?
Why did you stop the music? She was just getting to the good part.
I know.
She messed it up. And I felt bad.
Baby girl.
It's probably better this way, Tamara. Calvary Albuquerque worship leader. And, and they're like, whoa, she was doing Katy Perry
on the
Christian morning
music.
Show.
You do.
Okay. I only know Christian artists.
There you go.
And Meghan Trainor.
We were just in Arizona, actually, visiting my sister, and she's like super K-Love Air One chick.
She really knows all of them. So every song that comes on,
like,
she knows it.
Dude, so we were like, eating breakfast, and she was like streaming K-Love and Air One, and I said, you guys know that Static Radio has an app too, right? You can listen to us.
Oh.
And I actually had to download it on their phones and say, please listen to me. I'm in New Mexico and you're
in
Arizona.
Brother.
I'm your brother. Please.
My whole family listens to me and they're in Mississippi.
And in that moment, I knew exactly how Jesus felt when he was in Nazareth. And they were like, can anything good come from Nazareth? And it's like, yeah, I know. You get punked in your own town.
But you're not from Phoenix.
My sister was punking me. So she's listening
Don't feel
to
bad.
Like K-Love, Air One, and then we started talking about other bands, and we went out there to see Jimmy Eat World.
Mm.
And
yes.
My nephew was like...
Nephru.
Only likes quality Christian music.
Okay.
It's positive and encouraging.
Positive
that's what
and
my
encouraging.
Sister, that's what my sister... Yes, that's what my sister... That's what they listen to.
Okay.
So I was like, wait. Are these guys Christians? And I was like,
no.
Why are you listening to that? And I was like,
it's
in that
so
moment,
positive and encouraging.
My skin started like, I got rashy. It was like, I gotta get out
and
of
hot.
Here.
The only reason she was punking you is because it was Halloween.
What was that? All right, we're gonna do this one more time.
Don't feel bad. I thought that.
Sing this one, Tam.
I thought that Mateo was from Tennessee.
He kind of is. He's from Mississippi, but then he moved
to Tennessee.
My husband
told me last night he was from Mississippi, and I said, no, he's not. He's from Tennessee.
Your husband is our biggest supporter. He's got that T-shirt with our faces on it that we didn't even make. Like, he made it. And we were like, man, you
Wait,
are
who
awesome.
Is this?
Her husband.
Yeah, he's
huge
cool.
Huge fan.
Tones,
man.
Is that what you call him?
That's what I call
him. Can I call him Tone Loke?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm just too white to say, like, Antonio.
Ooh.
Is that...
How do you say it better than I do.
Antonio.
Well, you can call him babe if you want. That's what I call him.
Okay.
That's what he calls me.
Babe is such a weird word.
Honey.
Honey works. Babe is the weird word that you don't want to... Because I just... To me, it's like...
Once you reach a certain age, you can call everybody babe.
Babe?
That's true. I started early. My server at the restaurant called me babe.
There's certain terms.
That's great, babe.
Question of the day.
Babe!
What can I get you, babe?
No, babe! Babe, no! No! Babe! Babe, no! Babe, no! Babe!
Oh, my gosh.
See? There's certain terms.
What if my grandpa just tuned in?
See? Exactly.
He gets it.
He knows. There are certain terms, like pet names, if you will, that should never be allowed to be used.
Okay.
I feel like chief. Okay. Like, if I'm at, like, a convenience store, or I'm like, hey, I'm at Best Buy, I'm grabbing a video game or something, they go, walk up, and they're like, hey, Chief, how you doing? I'm like, whoa, are we fighting? Did you just step to me?
I think it's imperative that you not share these over the air.
Are we about to have a dance-off?
Because everybody that we know will begin to call you Chief, or Son, or Sport.
Guy. Hate that
hey,
one.
Hey, guy,
what can I get you? Whoa. I'm not your buddy, guy. I'm not your...
I know a guy named Guy.
Do you? Okay, well then that's okay to call him Guy.
But I do say, hey, Guy, like I mean it the other way.
Hey,
now,
guy.
Now I have a friend who calls my son Brody Chief Brody because Chief Brody was the sheriff in Jaws.
Oh, Brody's cute.
And he is totally adorbs. But there are certain terms that if you say them, babe's one of those for me.
Well, I use honey.
Okay, honey works. Honey's
honey.
Okay. Yeah, honey. Or baby works.
Babies.
Babe.
Listen, babies.
Like, hey,
I'm
babe.
Just like you
it's
guys.
Like the pig.
Can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know. Babe, chief, guy, pal.
Oh. Hey, pal.
Man, you might as well just like slap me in the face.
He says that good. Mateo says pal good.
Hey, listen, pal. Hey, pal.
Listen here, pal.
Hey,
see?
Buddy.
It sounds normal.
Hey, listen, guy.
It's because of my accent.
I guess it's the connotation. Because even if somebody calls me bro, but they're like, what's up, bro? You're like, whoa.
It's totally connotation.
Whoa, that was really derogatory. Why would you call me that? I don't understand.
What if they walked up and they said, what's up, bro? See? You'd feel empowered. You would feel totally empowered. You'd be like, I want to talk to you. I feel like I need to help you. It's all inflection, man.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah. How you doing over there, Chief? I feel like I can pull off all of these words.
You really can.
It's cool, baby. We'll be all right.
No, don't call me baby.
Why
that's
not?
Why this is weird.
It seemed comforting.
Tell him that again.
Listen, when we're on the radio, you can't call me baby on the radio, okay? You can't.
But you can call me maybe.
Okay. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys.
Well, your grandpa's listening. I wanted to do a 1947 joke.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just all inclusive.
He's 83.
All inclusive.
So, so since you guys did that crazy game with me last time,
yes,
I've tried to study up a little bit on some artists.
Really?
Oh god.
All right.
So,
hey, and you know what? If we can find a game very quickly, we do have like two copies of Ravenhill's new album.
Yeah,
they dropped them
record.
Off with us.
Yeah.
And well, now we know it's coming out at the end of November, which is like a few weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, Davey.
Yeah, Davey, get on the ball. What
Slow
happened?
Slow Speak Records. We didn't know their record was coming out this month. And turns out it's coming out this month. I know, see? Do you guys even have a release date for Battle Drums?
We should be finished roughly the end of February, but actually releasing...
That means nothing.
Releasing it.
We...
You know what I think it's time for? And we usually do this on Thursday, but I think it's time for Quality Tam Trivia.
Ooh!
I've got a couple of trivia questions right here.
I like
and
this.
And if somebody will call in, we'll pit you against our girl Tam, and you will have the chance to win.
Oh, they're going against each other.
Yes, we'll
like
have
this.
The chance to win Raven Hill's album.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. We got a couple copies of the brand new Raven Hill record that it's not even out yet.
It's not
an advanced copy.
And we literally found out today that it's coming out November 28th, right? Is what they said?
Wow.
Yeah, something like that. Which is weird because that's a Friday.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not.
What is it? Well, but we found out that most record labels are switching release date
that's
to
right.
Friday. So
that's
a lot
right.
of people are doing that.
That's the way to do it.
I'm just saying. Payday. Who started Tuesdays?
Mateo.
It's like, you know what needs to happen? We need to put out all the records on Tuesday when it's so far from payday. that everybody's going to have to wait until the end of the
week.
Don't
ask me. I don't know.
What is a little light dinging? Oh,
that's phone calls. That means people are actually calling
what
in.
What is the little light dinging?
Those are phone calls. 505-338-3700. If you'd like to go head-to-head with Tam over here, we're going to do some trivia.
Yes.
Okay.
505-338-3700. Ooh, look at that. There's another light blinking.
Uh-oh.
Check it out.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Thieves.
Hey.
Thieves. What's up, buddy?
This dude listens to California.
I want the CD.
He wants the CD. He loves Raven Hill. Oh, man.
I thought he was calling in to say hi to me.
No.
Oh, hi.
He's from all the way in California listening in Beaumont.
Wow.
Beaumont, California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what
California.
I'm going
to
do, I am going to read.
All right. Well,
I'm going to read something, and we have to say if it's true or false.
Okay. I love this game. I love these.
Easy.
I love true or falses.
50-50 chance.
Give it to me. Go.
50-50 chance. All right, Thebes, you ready?
How many do I have to get right?
We're just going to go
for one. Just one question.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple
question.
More.
You're making this so easy.
We've only got two CDs.
Okay.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. The most common high school and college team nickname is the Eagles. True or false?
Oh, man.
No, that's college.
High school
really good...
and college.
The Eldorado Eagles locally.
The Eagles.
Oh.
True or false? Eagles. Gosh.
True.
Okay, Tam says true.
I'm going to say false.
You're going to say false.
It's probably the Bears.
The answer is true.
Oh, man.
Hey, Phoebes, Feebles, you need to listen to me next time, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Come on.
Keep trying, man. Keep trying.
All right.
Try again.
Next time. Okay.
Right, there you go.
Thanks, Phoebes.
Oh, man. That just broke my heart into a million pieces. He really wants that. Right.
And he's in California.
Hey, I would have said true right there. It's the Eagles. I feel like there's 147,000 Eagles. If you had said Redskins, I would have said that is false.
Or Bears, though.
Okay.
But La Cueva Bears.
Do we have another?
Come on, Bears.
Do we have another call?
Yes, we do. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, guys. This is Tyler from Oklahoma.
Tyler from Oklahoma.
Dude, we're going to get to that song next week, okay?
Yeah, man. I know you are.
Yeah, I know you are. See?
What?
Inflection. I'm teaching you guys.
Sure thing there, Chief.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, yeah, I wasn't a fan the first time I heard it. I moved here in August and I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for he said that they happen
every Saturday
at noon.
It's like a test.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the town will.
I thought there really was a tornado every Saturday at noon.
No. It's not that bad. It is Tornado Alley, isn't it?
Yeah,
Oklahoma?
You live in Tornado Alley.
Yeah, I bought a place with a basement on purpose.
Good for you, Ty. Mm.
What part of Oklahoma?
I'm in Oklahoma City.
Nice. Oh, okay, Our buddy Kyle lives out there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you know Kyle? How big is Oklahoma City? Do you know Kyle? He's a good dude.
This isn't Mississippi.
He was in a band called
Not Mississippi.
Sly's Alter Ego.
Yeah. Did you ever know Rockwell Social?
Rockwell Social.
Just ignore him, Tyler.
Come on, Tyler.
They'll stop once you just don't
answer. I got
answer.
Nothing.
Okay,
gosh,
Tyler.
Get with it.
We're going to play this again.
Get with the program.
Do you want to win the Raven Hill album?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm
going to
read. Actually, could I give it to that last caller if I do win it?
Oh,
man.
Tyler.
Yes, Tyler.
Oh, you.
You are a sweetheart.
Gosh.
Okie's just, man, right there.
That's what I mean.
In your heart.
It's because of my wife. She's a sweetheart.
Blame it on her. I get it.
That's precious.
All right, babe, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, awkward.
No, it's not. Dude,
it's not awkward.
Man.
It's not awkward. Just go with it.
All right, here we go, pal. It's going to be.
Just let it happen.
I'm going to read something, and we're going to see if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
I cannot wear this anymore.
You can wear it. In Saudi Arabia, the playing of on-hold music was banned a few years ago.
Whoa.
True or false?
Wow. In Saudi Arabia, the playing of hold music was banned. True or false, Tamara?
The playing of hold music?
Yeah, like when you're on hold and it's like, because your kiss is on my list, because your kiss,
I could totally hear that out there.
Yeah.
For sure.
You could hear that if you're on hold?
On hold music.
Calling Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi
they're
Arabia.
They're like, can you please hold? And then it's like,
I'm going to...
This is awkward. I can't play music. Can't play music anymore. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Okay, she says false.
Nobody wants to ban hold music.
I'm going with you, Tam.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Tyler, if I'm wrong.
Is it false?
It's all right.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
The worst. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
It was banned.
Here's why
ago.
I feel terrible right now, because yeah. Tyler called to do a good thing.
Yeah.
And I
and you screwed it all up.
I screwed it up. And I,
thanks,
I
Tyler.
Tell your wife
all
I'm
right,
sorry.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Calling from Oklahoma. All right, here we go. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. You're on the air. You're on the radio. Just go with it. Hi.
Hello?
Did you hang up?
I can hear her. I can hear you breathing. Babe, are you there, babe?
Wait.
Yes, you.
You are on the air.
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't understand why that messes people up.
Because I could hear you guys talk before, and then I didn't know
we
that you were...
We need a band hold music, is what you're saying.
You got to turn that.
All right, guys. Saudi Arabia.
Who is this?
For real. This is Heather.
Heather.
Hi, Heather. Heather, is your radio turned down in the background?
Well, I have the podcast, and it's on stop.
Okay, good idea.
Nice.
So, okay. Heather, are you calling from Albuquerque?
I'm calling from Portales, New Mexico.
No way!
Yeah.
Nice! How's the cow poop smell?
It's strong. Lovely because
still
it's
there.
Rain.
Yeah. Is
Portales, still there.
Is that Spanish for
cow town? Yeah, it's a cow town. Dude, I went out there once for a drama thing for Eastern New Mexico.
It sounded like a drama bomb.
Dude, it was like...
It smelled like one, too.
Yeah.
I bet you smell great, Heather. I bet you smell great. I know that.
You.
They need you there.
Yes.
They need you.
They need you.
It's like the studio, because it smelled like a cow town, and now Tamara's in here, and it smells like girl. And
bam. And I want you to know, Heather, that I brought these guys cookies, and Mateo hasn't told Steve-O yet.
What?
Really?
Look.
So,
oh, no!
Tamara, hey, you remember that time you brought cookies and I brought two bags of Snickers?
Yeah.
It was today. Trying to show off. Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry I brought you in the middle of that, Heather.
He did bring me two bags of Snickers. All right, Heather, what did you bring to the table?
Well, I got nothing. four cookies.
I don't know. I just want the CD.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right.
Yeah, man, she just wants a CD.
I'm going to read. Yeah, I'm going to read you something. Okay. You're going to tell me if it's true or false, okay?
Okay.
Versus Tam.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
In many countries, cheese is used by photographers to coax a smile.
That's why they say cheese. Really? Perfect. Like they actually use cheese to coax a smile. True or false, Tamara?
In Japan, that's not the end, friend. In Japan, they say whiskey.
Oh.
True or false?
So in Japan,
so instead of going cheese, you would go whiskey.
Ooh, in Japan,
this is something Mateo made up. I'm going to say false.
You're going to say false. He is from Tennessee, kind of.
Now, I would say this is definitely something that happens in my house.
Whiskey!
Usually when I'm alone. But what do you think?
True or false? In Japan, they say whiskey instead of cheese.
They probably do. I don't know. I'm going to say false.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say false also.
It's true.
Oh, my gosh!
Are you kidding me?
No,
this has got to be a joke. Right.
That's a true statement.
Why don't they
Heather,
say sake?
I am... Yeah!
Sake. It's got the same, like...
Whiskey.
Sake.
I don't know. Now the only question is, when am I getting a flight to Japan? Hey! Am I right? Hey-o!
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye, Heather.
505-338-3700. Are we out of trivia?
That's it.
Gosh!
I mean, we can do a couple more.
Those were all yeses. Those are all true.
You got all of those wrong. You are the worst true or falser ever.
I was so excited because I was like, I love these. Oh, these are my favorite. And then the last time. Wait a second. I got the first one right. What's his name?
That's true. Thebes did not go with you.
Feebles.
Thebes.
Oh, I thought it was Phoebes.
No,
with an F.
Thebod is his last name. So we just started calling him Thebes because apparently we can't say full words like Tamara. It's just too hard to say. So we say Tam.
Well, now he's being called Feebles.
Yeah, no, Feebles.
No, you can't do that.
But he's not a feeble man. He's a big, burly man with a beard.
Okay, you know what? I can do one more.
You got one more?
I got one more.
Okay, here we go. 505-338-3700. Static!
This is Thebes again.
Yes!
Okay, Thebes.
Oh, he called back.
Oh, Thebes, man. This is the one, okay?
How did you get through?
This is the one.
The phone lines are jammed. Right. This is great.
Okay, here we go. True or false? You will visit the bathroom 2,500 times a year.
Whoa.
True.
2,500?
2,500 times a year, you will use the bathroom.
A year? Two,
like, okay. As in me? Because, you know.
In well, on average.
You may be.
Okay, hold on. I'm
going to
help you. I'm going to help you, Thebes. All right, calculator. There's 365 days in a year times how many times a day? How many times a day would you say?
That would have to be, man, 365, four. So it would be five times a day.
Five times a day?
No, it would be five times a day.
Five times a day times 365 equals 1,825 times. I'm just trying to help you. That's just basic math.
So it'd be six times a day. Man. I'd say false.
False, oh, Tamara. What do you say, Annie?
You know, I'm going to say true because it doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right. But you really need to think this through.
All right.
Think it through.
Is it true or false?
It's true.
Dang it!
Thebes, can we just send you the CD anyway?
Gosh, you know what, Thebes? Hang on the line.
Yeah.
Hang on the line. For your perseverance.
I love this guy.
It's like the chick that went to the judge over and over and over.
Did you hear that, though?
The nagging widow.
That someone, Kyle or Tyler from Oklahoma, called just
People
for you.
People were trying to win it just
for you.
I know.
That was awesome. That was
what a blessing.
Thebes, hang on the line, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
There you go.
Okay,
gosh.
That's it for our trivia.
We are the worst true or falsers ever.
Quality... Quality Tam, true false.
Yes.
Quality Tam, true false trivia.
There was no quality in there.
Longer.
You were just wrong.
I was right twice.
She was.
Yeah, but technically the second time you... Were you really going to say true? Would you have said true even if Thebes had said true?
You want to know why I said true? Because they were all true.
Whoa. Were they?
Whoa. No.
Yes, they were.
Were they?
I thought one was false.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, the whiskey was true.
Yes. See, you know what they were? Because I changed this one. It said the most common high school and college team nickname is the Devils.
Oh, really?
And
that was false.
To kind of switch it, I said it's Eagles, because that's what it actually is.
To keep it Christian.
Yeah, because
it is Quality Tam Tuesday.
You can't talk about the devil in Christianity. That's the one place you don't talk about him is in Christianity. You never find him anywhere in there.
Right.
Gosh.
Right.
Thanks to everybody who chimed in this morning. I can't believe it's already time to say goodbye. We have reached the end of our journey. We've reached the end.
Wow.
So, battle drums.
Battle drums. Worship.
People can find you on the stage.
Yes, and they can find us at battledrumsmusic.com.
Booyah.
Or on Instagram. Well, me, but the other guys, you'll see their stuff.
@QualityTam.
@QualityTam.
There you go. Now you're going to get some weird, freaky stalkers.
Yeah, that's
kind of different.
Are you private
or public?
I think it's public.
Okay. Gonna have to change that one.
I think so.
I'm public. Whatever. At this point, it doesn't matter.
I posted it last week.
It's Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm not doing it again.
Battledrumsmusic.com.
Yes.
For more information on all the awesomeness.
Give us a call.
And when Aaron Gillespie's back in town, he's gonna come in on the morning show with Tamara.
I'm bringing him in. Gonna make him come in here.
I like
Is that.
That
a Tam promise?
That's a Tam promise.
Better be.
It sure is.
Oh,
this is good. This is real good. I like you guys.
Well, that's it for us. Probably forever now.
Yeah.
Studio@mystaticradio.com for all of your emails. We want to hear them.
Yeah, we like
tomorrow.
Hate mail.
Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. Ooh. Gonna be good.
Nice.
We always love doing that.
Yeah, we already got a question today.
Nice. There you go.
Excellent.
We will continue on. There and up next, Middays with Mitch. She's back. She's healthy.
Oh.
Alleged.
Her precious voice.
Precious.
That's it. Until tomorrow. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye. Later.